Opinion trial for the 9/11 conspirators.
A winter of deep discontent for the jobless.
There are 6 unemployed workers for every job opening.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Violence at the Pentagon's doorstep and a sweeping investigation now after a gunman opened fire at the subway entrance to the Defense Department.
He did not say a word. He walked up very cool. There was no distress. He had no real emotion in his face. It's very typical for someone to reach for their pass to show it. When he reached in his pocket, they assumed he was going to get a pass, and he came out with a gun.
Pentagon Police Chief Richard Keevil says 2 officers were shot, not seriously hurt, and they returned fire, killing the gunman. Homeland Security correspondent Bob Orr says he's been ID'd as John Patrick Bedell of Hollister, California, a man who drove for weeks to get to the Capitol.
He reportedly had a history of depression, and a person with the same name had posted anti-military rants and doubts about the 9/11 attacks on the Internet, along with this video on YouTube.
I'm happy to have the opportunity to talk with you today about information currency, the invention that I've released to the public.
On Twitter, CBS radio affiliate KNX posted this, quote, "His father tells me his son is a grad student at San Jose State, but says his son has been slipping."
Police at the Pentagon say Bedell was well armed with 2 semi-automatic weapons and several magazines of ammunition. A Louisiana man shot by Lee Boyd Malvo just before the D.C. sniper spree says he got a letter of apology from the gunman. John Gaeta, wounded in the neck, says he's glad it was written but is skeptical of Malvo's intentions. Malvo serving life in prison. The other shooter, John Allen Muhammad, was executed last November. The Obama administration is now said to be considering a military tribunal for the self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind and others instead of a civilian trial. CBS's Bill Plant at the White House says top aides are leaning in that direction.
If the president agrees with the recommendation for a military trial, his supporters will be bitterly disappointed. But the upside is that such an agreement might make it easier for him to come to a deal with Congress on another goal, and that is closing the U.S. prison facility at Guantanamo Bay.
CBS News legal analyst Jan Crawford says a military proceeding would keep some key evidence in play.
Think about how some of this evidence came about. You know, you've got raids in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and people are throwing things in garbage bags. In a criminal court here in the United States, that would be difficult to admit that evidence because you couldn't show the chain of command.
Now to the economy, and in 30 minutes we'll get the latest look at the nation's employment picture. Analysts say it's thought bosses cut about 50,000 jobs last month. Economist Lawrence White.
There was a lot of fear that because of the bad weather in February in the Northeast, that there was going to be a big spike. Unemployment will go up, but it's not going to be the spike that some people had feared.
Joyce Martinez is worried. She's a legal secretary out of work now for 6 months.
What happens after my unemployment runs out? Will I have to go to public assistance? Will I lose my apartment? You know, those type of worries hit me every single day.
40% of those without jobs now have been out of work for 6 months or more. If you bought tomatoes lately, you might have done a double take. Do they really cost that much? Prices are way up, and a rough Florida winter's to blame. Live to Orlando and CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, this is not what we're used to hearing here in Florida.
Light frost in Sanford, harder frost or a deeper frost right now, just to the west of I-75.
And this winter's frigid weather has killed off about 70% of the tomato crop, and the only state that produces large amounts of winter tomatoes. Prices are up nearly 500%. Some restaurants are swallowing the cost. This woman manages a Checkers in Iowa.
A tomato comes on a burger. You gotta have.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Come buy your great new Chevy Equinox at purefoyshevy.com.
Lois here. Join me at Invesco Field on March 6th for Mile High Miracles, a celebration of the 1977 Denver Broncos and their trip to Denver's first Super Bowl. Enjoy a cocktail party, silent auction, and dinner. Proceeds benefit Danny's Foundation. Purchase tickets at 850KOA.com.
Tells our youth that it's okay to smoke marijuana, and there's problems with that.
A vote on a regulation bill is expected next week. They say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. The pictures in Boulder are worth a lot more. Red light cameras and speed radar vans generated more traffic tickets and money than police officers did last year. The city says the automated cameras and vans chalked up more than 45,000 traffic citations. Cops ticketed only 15,000 drivers. Colorado has made the first cut in the national competition to win millions of dollars for education reform. Colorado is among 16 states named as finalists for the Race to the Top money. State education officials will go to Washington later this month to make their case for winning $377 million. In sports, the Avs lost to the Coyotes last night 3-1. Tonight, the Nuggets are at home against the Indiana Pacers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a decent trip as you're heading out this early morning commute. We've got no delays on I-25 to and through the Tech Center. 36 also in excellent shape as you're traveling between Denver and Boulder. You will find some areas of patchy fog, but speeds are going to be hitting the posted limits along that stretch. Quick check on today's forecast. We already heard about the areas of patchy fog. Those should start to burn off right around 7 a.m. It's going to be another mild day, not as warm as yesterday. High of 47, currently 33. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Chevy Truck Month with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on every full-size pickup. And they come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. Length of contract limited, not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 1st, 2010.
You're listening to AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760.net. By Constant Athletic.
They're square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos días, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
JetBlue 571 cleared for takeoff. Hey, you know what? If a 7-year-old can do it, I can do it, man. I'm going up in the air traffic controller tower this afternoon. Just going to direct traffic around the... from National Airport, direct traffic around the nation's capital. Watch out. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a big Friday, Friday, March 5. This is the Bill Press Show. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Good to have you on board this Friday as we bring you up to date on the latest happenings here from the nation's capital. That's where you'll find us, right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. We're down the street from the United States Capitol building in the shadow of the Capitol Dome and just about five metro stops from the White House, where Press Secretary Robert Gibbs summoning reporters for his press briefing today at 12:30. And I think the Congress is not working today, out of town today, although the light was on last night when I went by the Capitol, finishing off some stuff before they took off. It's mainly health care, and that's what we'll be focusing on this hour with your calls at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737 on the website today. My column in this week posted in response to Mitch McConnell warning Democrats that if they pass health care this year, Republicans are going to go out and make every election in the country a referendum on health care, Republicans promising to repeal any health care reform legislation that the Democrats passed. In my column, the battle lines, drawing the battle lines on health care, I say bring it on. You want to make that the issue? Let's go for it. Let's put it in front of the voters. Healthcare reform versus repeal of healthcare reform. And I think Mitch McConnell and John Boehner will be out of a job, and Republicans will be even more out of power than they are. And hey, I'll check out the column at BillPressShow.com. And while you're there, two good things for you. To do yourself a favor, get yourself a bag of Bill's Brew if you haven't already done so. Our new coffee that we're offering to our listeners only, exclusive offer. You can get it leaded or unleaded with my picture on every bag. How about that? Start the day off. What a way to start the day.
Nice.
And if you haven't already done so, pick up a podcast subscription to the show so you can download the show on iTunes and listen to the show at any time, any part of the show you might have missed. You might have missed Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, can't do that. Yeah. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Nice to see you.
Happy All right, Friday. So we are continuing now. Sunday night is Oscars. So we've got our ballots. We have been marking our ballots all through the morning, and now we come up to the two of the biggest categories, Best Director and Best Picture. All right, we're going to tell you what's going to happen here. Best Picture, there are 10 this time nominated. They are Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, An Education, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, based on the novel pushed by Sapphire, A Serious Man, Up, and Up in the Air. Let's hear a little from Avatar here, Peter.
The concept is to drive the remotely controlled bodies called avatars.
They're grown from human DNA mixed with DNA of the natives.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right. Best picture. Who's going to win? Peter Ogburn.
I'm kind of going out on a limb here. I say Inglourious Basterds is going to get Best Picture. I know that it's sort of, everyone is saying it's a two-horse race between Avatar and The Hurt Locker.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of critics are going to be hesitant to vote for such a big blockbuster like Avatar.
Huh.
And the movie, the storyline and all that kind of stuff, is just not that good. And a lot of critics pointed that out. So
yeah.
I think I'm going with Inglourious Basterds.
Well, I didn't ask for an essay.
I'm sorry. I just had to put that up.
All right.
I want to explain.
Hurt Locker.
You know what? I am too. Hurt Locker. Yep. I don't think Avatar is going to get it.
That's interesting. None of us voting for Avatar.
I know. Avatar seems to be the odds-on favorite, from what I've read. But
not to go on another little essay.
I think it deserves it.
A little essay here. I would have picked the Hurt Locker, but recently there was this whole flap of them kind of going and campaigning against Avatar, which doesn't sit well with a lot of critics.
All right, so there you go. Best Director. I don't know who the directors are, but the directors for, don't know all of them, James Cameron for Avatar, his former wife for The Hurt Locker.
Catherine Bigelow.
Whoever, Inglourious Basterds.
Quentin Tarantino.
Is that really?
Yeah, that's Quentin Tarantino.
Okay. Precious?
I don't know who directed that.
Up in the Air?
Jason Reitman.
All right, there you go. Dan?
Avatar.
Avatar for Best Director.
Absolutely.
Peter?
I agree. I think James Cameron is going to get Best Director, not Best Picture.
So do I. All right.
There it is.
No, I think that's a compromise. They'll make him Best Director and probably deserves it for that. But
I agree. I agree with that because it is sort of his vision on film is amazing.
Yeah. Well, you give me $100 million and I could make a good movie.
$500 million.
Oh, $500, sorry. Yeah, there you go. All right, 12 minutes after the hour, Senator Tom Udall from New Mexico joining us a little bit later in this hour to talk about his efforts to get rid of the filibuster and the president dropping a blockbuster on insurance executives yesterday. We'll tell you all about it, but first.
Is the Full Court Press.
As we get ever so closer to the weekend, other headlines making news. Shocking news in the Tiger Woods saga. TMZ says he spent the night with a woman Wednesday night. That woman, his wife, Elin. The website says that she and the two kids reportedly joined Tiger back at their home for an overnight stay. And there were signs the arrangement could last for a while, including a truck offloading items back into the mansion.
My God, he's getting together with his wife. Next, he'll get back together with his caddy.
Yeah. Congratulations on the coming months of cold, frigid sex. because I'm sure that's going to be awkward.
Country music is coming to the Library of Congress. The library hosting a concert Tuesday featuring Kix Brooks, John Rich, and others to highlight the partnership between the Country Music Association and the library. Many country-loving members of Congress are expected to be there.
I got to tell you, the Library of Congress, my favorite building in Washington, D.C. That'll be a great evening.
Most women would give up sex for a new wardrobe. It's a word from a survey of 1,000 women. In 10 U.S. cities, 1,000 women surveyed. Women on average saying they would be willing to give up sex for 15 months for a closet full of new apparel. 61% of them said it would be worse to lose their favorite article of clothing than give up sex for a month.
Yeah.
Shock. Anybody shocked by that?
No, right. I'm not. All right. I'm just going to resist the temptation to comment further because I want to talk about health care. And I'll tell you one thing that has really changed is in the last couple of weeks, and we saw it yesterday, maybe more than ever before, the last couple of days at any rate, the president has really decided to put the full court press, pardon the pun, on health care reform, having the summit last week. Giving his big talk Wednesday at the White House. I was down there in the East Room. And yesterday, he held three separate meetings at the White House on health care reform. One of them calling in liberal members of Congress. Actually, two of them, different groups of liberal members of Congress. To basically say, look, here it is. This is the best we can do. I really need your help. In the Roosevelt Room yesterday afternoon, Madeleine Bordallo, Donna Christensen, Danny Davis,
Raul Grijalva, Mike Honda, Dennis Kucinich, the most liberal members of Congress, Barbara Lee, Lucille Roybal Allard, Jan Schakowsky from Illinois, Nydia Velasquez, and Lynn Woolsey from California, who's my congresswoman from California. And then at 2:30 in the Oval Office, he met with the leadership of the new Democratic coalition, Jason Altmaier, Melissa Bean, Lois Capps from Santa Barbara, Joseph Crowley, New York, Ron Kind, Allison Schwartz, Adam Smith, and met with Chuck Schumer individually a little bit later in the afternoon. So he's really dropping the hammer on this thing. The president full bore to get health care passed, and the White House yesterday saying they're not calling it a deadline. Oh, by the way, the president's also going on the road to talk about health care next week. Monday he's going to Philadelphia, and Wednesday he's going to St. Louis. So he is really on it right now. Finally, I think you should have done this a lot earlier, but he's there. The White House has informed the House of Representatives, Democrats, that what they expect from them is that they will work this thing out, agree on whatever changes they want to make to the Senate bill that they can get votes for in the Senate, and pass it out of the House, the Senate bill and the collection of changes to the Senate bill, by March 18, which is the day the president leaves on his trip to Southeast Asia. We'll see if they make that. The president yesterday also... I just want to mention one thing. There, the fly in the ointment in the House, one of the problems is that Bart Stupak from Michigan is still trying to make a big deal, make the issue, and willing to derail the entire bill over the issue of abortion. Here's a Congressman Stupak.
President says no federal funding for abortion. I have 8 pieces of legislation we currently have in federal law that says no public funding for abortion. Take any one of these 8, insert the language, and we'll be happy, and we can support this legislation.
Which, I just have to tell you, is idiotic, as Nancy Pelosi pointed out yesterday. There's no reason to add this language to this unrelated bill.
There is no federally funded abortion. That is the law of the land. It is not changed in this bill. There is no change in the access to abortion, no more or no less.
So the issue is, and not to debate the issue of abortion at all, people have strong feelings on both sides, which I respect, but it is the law of the land today. It's been the law of the land since the late 70s that there's no federal funding of abortion. That is the law of the land today. That will be the law of the land if this health care bill passes. It doesn't affect it one way or the other. The president has insisted on that from the beginning. So for Stupak to insist that they add language, special language to this in this bill, basically repeating redundant language, restating federal law, is not necessary. It's just like saying, okay, let's see. All right, you can't kill your dog on your front steps, right? Something that's against the law, which somebody feels strongly about, and they want to put it in every bill. It's not necessary. It's already against the law. Same here. Federal funding of abortion already against the law, so it should be a non-issue. Stupak is making it the only issue, and my feeling about it, fine, let him vote no. Let's just move on. Let him vote no. If he feels that strong, let him vote no. Fine. Then just get 216 votes elsewhere and move on. The other thing the president did yesterday, he had a little meeting of insurance executives in the White House. It was a meeting with Kathleen Sebelius, actually, the HHS secretary, and the president walked into the meeting, imagine, with these insurance executives, and he said, hey, I just want to read you a little letter I got. It's a letter from a woman from Medina, Ohio. Natoma Canfield is her name, and she wrote in about her story, about how her rates have gone up, and how she could no longer afford it. I wish I had time to read the whole letter for you. It is so powerful. She paid, just to give you the headline, she paid $6,075 in premiums last year. Then she gets a letter saying she's out of work. She gets a letter saying that her premiums are going to be increased over 40% for the year 2010. Even though, you know, she had very, very few claims that she put in, and most of it was for medical treatment or for prescriptions. At any rate, the president presented this letter to the insurance executives and said, yeah, defend this. I don't know whether any of them could or not. It was a private meeting. We don't know what happened. So the next step is, after the House passes it on March 18, the president says he wants the Senate to complete passage, get the bill to him by the end of March, and do so with majority vote, which is the final point, because Republicans are saying, oh, this majority vote, this is terrible, this is forcing it down the throat, this is undemocratic. For leading the fight, Judd Gregg from New Hampshire.
They're on this momentum to do it. They feel they have to have this bill in order to fulfill their commitment to their constituencies, who are pretty far left. And they have to move in this way of basically moving down a road of a massive expansion of the size of government, because that's what they like. They think government creates prosperity, not people. And so I guess that's why they're proceeding in this way. But it's bad policy, and to do it this way is to really railroad the American people and the Congress.
Oh, it's bad policy. They're just railroading it through. Isn't that strange? Yes, because this is the same Judd Gregg, senator from New Hampshire. Back in 2005, now get this, he was talking about drilling in Anwar. He wanted the Senate to approve drilling in Anwar. How? By reconciliation.
The fact is that all this rule of the Senate does is allow a majority of the Senate to take a position and pass a piece of legislation. Support that position. Now, is there something wrong with majority rules? I don't think so.
Oh, he didn't think so in 2005, but he does think so today. What a bunch of hypocrites. Come on, get health care passed by the end of the month, if not before.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Do you really think all batteries are the same? Or do you think one stands out from the rest? The Duracell Copper Top. And while you get what you pay for, usually holds true. Now with Duracell, you can actually get more than you pay for. Because now the most popular packs of our AA and AAAs give you 20% more batteries for the same price. After all, when it comes to good value, it just has to work. always reliable, always efficient. Duracell Smart Power, trusted everywhere.
Everybody knows that Epilepsy Foundation of Colorado is committed to ensuring that people with seizure disorders are able to participate in all life experiences. What you might not know is that there's a really easy way you can support us this season. Clean out your closet. That's right. Round up all the household items, clothing, and books you don't need anymore, then drop them off at our community donation center located at Savers. Because Epilepsy Foundation gets paid for every item you bring in, the more things you donate, the more money goes to support our community programs. At Savers, shoppers get great deals on quality goods. And best of all, we at Epilepsy Foundation of Colorado get the funding we need to keep going strong. In this area, your donations also support Denver Children's Advocacy Center. It's good all around. Make your tax-deductible donation today at our community donation center located at Savers. To find a Savers near you or to learn about all of their nonprofit partners, visit Savers.com.
1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
I always check the rating and content descriptors before buying a video game, but sometimes I want more detail about a game's content. That's why I love these new rating summaries.
For more information about the ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is the Bill Press Show.
26 minutes after the hour, Friday, March 5, the Bill Press Show, full court press from the White House on health care reform. Get it done out of the House by March 18 is what the White House is telling Nancy Pelosi. Jody's calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What do you say, Jody? Good morning.
Hi, Bill. Good morning to you. I just had a question.
Yeah.
If my freedom is in jeopardy, I have the right to an attorney, and if I can't afford one, the government will provide one for me.
Mm-hmm.
If my life is in jeopardy, why do I not have a right to a doctor, and if I can't afford one, that the government would...
Hey, your question answers itself as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, I mean, I think it's that basic. I really do. And I think it's a right that every American has or should have to basic, decent, quality health care. Dan from Chantilly, Virginia. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bill.
What's going on?
You know why health care is so hard? It's because we don't know all the things that insurance companies can do to us until they happen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, 80% of Americans, you know, they don't even know how much they pay for their insurance.
I know. You pay your premiums, and you really think that when you need it, they're going to pay you back. Guess what?
Yeah. I mean, here's where the Democrats they never cease to amaze me. I heard that insurance companies, if you can't put in the bill that individual states can do single payer, the insurance companies can sue you. So why wouldn't you not use that to push back on this lawyer, you know, on this attack on the lawyers by the other side? The Democrats give this impression that the 2,000-page bill is to hide the stuff. There's as much in the insurance company's pockets as the other side.
All right, Dan, I got your point. I'm not sure about that, but I'll check it out. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Senator Tom Udall. Can we get rid of the filibuster?
This is the Bill Press Show.
Daddy, I love you very much, and I wish you would stop smoking. I want you to be at my wedding when I grow up. I don't want you to get sick or go away forever. Please, Daddy, don't smoke.
Isn't she worth it?
If you're ready to make that giant step, then you need Smoker Savior, a rechargeable electronic device that's so realistic you can actually blow smoke rings. But it's not harmful secondhand smoke. It's only water vapor, and you can have the Smoker Savior, $130 value, for free. That's right, free. No tobacco, no tar, no stained teeth, no smell. Clothes, no ashtray, no lighters, and no more guilt. In fact, over time, you'll save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And you can have the Smoker Savior for free. This is a limited time offer. The Smoker Savior looks real, tastes real, smokes real, and it really satisfies. So grab a pen and get ready to write down this life-changing number.
Please, Daddy.
Call 1-800-918-9501. 1-800-918-9501. Do it for you, do it for your family, and for a limited time, do it for free. Call 1-800-918-9501. That's 1-800-918-9501.
The following is someone who reported software piracy. Did you fear that you might get caught?
It's not as big of a chance as everybody makes it out to be. It's just about doing the right thing and making sure that people are compensated for the work they do. I mean, it'd be the same as your company telling you that they don't want to pay you this week because you just don't feel like it.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Why? We don't know, Mike.
Ford Lincoln Mercury Service. Why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know. See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Visit GenuineService.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12-31-10. Competitors ad required.
Attention, if you're a male over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a 6-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sense is conducting a market trial for all males in this listening area. If you're a man and are trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sense free for 30 days. Call 1-800-400-7132 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you're a male over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released in stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132.
I know I'm gonna make mistakes along the way, but as I watch that sun dropping down and slowly fade away, I wanna leave them a brighter day.
You can lessen your impact by carpooling, biking, walking, or taking public transport instead of driving. You'll help reduce emissions and get a little exercise.
Get more tips at am760.net. Keyword green, sponsored by Clorox Greenworks, made only with biodegradable plant-based ingredients.
I want to leave them a brighter day.
Save paper and the world by printing on both sides, then recycle so it never reaches a landfill.
Get more tips at am760.net, keyword green, sponsored by Clorox Greenworks.
Listen to AM760 on your cell phone. Just download the app at am760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour now of the Bill Press Show. Down to the final innings here of the healthcare game, looks like. With the White House informing the Senate, or the House rather, that they want them to pass the Senate bill by March 18. And whatever changes they want to make in the Senate bill, get it back to the Senate and then get it out of the Senate and to the President's desk by the end of March. We're going to make that. Well, here's one man who will be a big part of it. Our good friend, the new senator from, Democratic senator from New Mexico, Senator Tom Udall. Senator, good to have you back.
Good to be back with you.
What's your take? What do you hear in the Senate? A lot of intense negotiations going on between the House and the Senate on whatever changes may be made to the bill that you passed. Do you think it's going to work by the end of the month?
I think we've got a good plan. I think the President has outlined it very well. There are intense negotiations going on, but I think we're going to get this done within the next couple of weeks.
Do you think it'll be done by majority vote in the end?
I think we're probably going to do it by majority vote because that's the best way, I think, to make changes in the Senate bill after it becomes law.
Now, Senator, there are a lot of people, I'm one of them, who wonder, first of all, why the President has sort of walked away from the public option. But if you're going to do it in the Senate by majority vote anyhow, you only need 51. There are certainly 51 votes in the Senate for a public plan option. Why not put it back in?
Well, there are a number of us that are exactly working on that. We've written a letter to Leader Reid. We don't have 51 on the letter, but I think your vote count is right. I think in the past it's been very clear that a majority of us support a public option, have spoken up for a public option, and so I would like to see that included in. So a number of us are pushing for that. We don't know what the final result will be. I know the House is very strong behind a public option, so
do you know
it's still in the mix.
Do you know how many senators signed that letter to
I think
Leader
it's
Reid?
Over. I think it's over 30. I think it's very close to 30, 31.
My producer, Peter Ogbert, here is saying that if we're talking about the letter that Committee for Progressive Change, is that the letter that's circulating, there are 35 senators that have signed that.
Well, they're added every day. I bet your producer's right. I'm a little bit behind here. That sounds like a good number to me. There are others that wouldn't, you know, necessarily sign a letter, but in our last go at this in the Senate, I think it's clear that we had over 50. I mean, that was my count at the time, and those of us that were working on it, and I don't know why we shouldn't do it. And what people should know, I mean, this brings competition to the market. It holds these insurance companies accountable. You set up a nonprofit that's dedicated just to healthcare, not to CEOs and shareholders and big salaries and bonuses and all that kind of thing.
Whatever happened to the idea as a form of a public plan option to just expand Medicare down to 55 plus?
Well, that was also, you remember, when the public option went down in the Senate, there was a group that was working, and that idea surfaced.
Right.
That's another good idea, I think, between when the part of that that surfaced was the 55 to 64,
mm-hmm.
And we had a shot at that, a small group that were pretty representative of the Democratic caucus said, well, isn't this an option? And then we had a couple of senators speak up against it.
Right. Everybody thought it was a good idea except Joe Lieberman, I guess.
That's right.
Senator Tom Udall from New Mexico here on the Bill Press Show on this Friday morning. Now, Senator, the last time we talked, we were talking about the filibuster, and you've been leading the charge to bring about a change to the filibuster. Tell us again, you would do it by invoking the constitutional option. What's that?
That's right. And what we're really talking about is looking at all of the rules and finding out what's going to work for us so we can produce good legislation for the American people. The constitutional option relies on the fact that in Article 1, Section 5 of the Constitution, it says that each house or each body, meaning the Senate and the House of Representatives, may determine the rules of its proceedings. And what we do is go back to what the framers were thinking and what the people that worked at the earliest days on the Constitution, which is the idea that you adopt rules and you do that at the beginning of a Congress. You can modify them, change them. That's what the House did for the five terms I was in the House. The first order of business is adopting the rules for that Congress.
And that's done at the beginning of each Congress, right?
At the beginning of each Congress.
By majority vote or two-thirds?
By majority vote.
By majority vote.
And I'm going to, and the constitutional option has not only been researched, but three different vice presidents sitting in the chair have ruled that by a majority vote at the beginning of a Congress, you can adopt your rules. And so we're on very solid ground here. I'm going to offer a motion at the beginning of the next Congress. I'm going to move for the adoption of the rules of the 112th Congress. We're going to have debate on that. We're going to have the discussion out there with you. We have working groups already in the Senate that are talking about rules changes that we might make, and one of those obviously is the filibuster and the way it's been misused by the Republicans.
Yeah, would you just get rid of the filibuster, or would you reduce the number of votes you need to break it?
Well, I haven't signed on to any particular proposal, but there's a number of proposals out there. Senator Harkin has one. Senator Bayh has one. One of the things I would like to see and what that I'm working on is what I would call a use it or lose it. We now, during these filibusters and in this cloture period after we have votes, we just sit in a quorum call. Nobody's really debating.
Yeah.
I mean, the cry I hear, Bill, is that people say, if they're going to oppose something, they've got to get up and argue against it.
Well, absolutely. Make them stand up there and talk, or read the phone book or whatever.
And if they're not talking, then the time should be reduced. And
yep.
So it's you're in a lose, use it or lose it. So for every minute you're in a quorum call, rather than using your time, then that time's taken away and the Senate can move on with its business. I mean, the idea here is giving the minority the opportunity to speak up. It's not to sit in a quorum call or in a recess or some motion that's trying to delay things. That hurts our ability to produce good legislation and to move us forward on important issues that I know people want us to act upon, like health care, which we just talked about.
Now, is this going to be attacked as the nuclear option? Is this the same thing the Republicans were talking about back a couple of years ago?
To me, the big difference is in the middle of the game, in the middle of a Congress, the Republicans were unhappy with how we were dealing with judgeships, and so they were going to throw out, in terms of just nominations for judgeships, throw out the rules and adopt something by a majority vote. I don't think you should be changing the rules in the middle of the game. I think the best way to do this is focus at the beginning of the Congress.
Which is what the Constitution provides for.
Which is exactly what the Constitution provides for, and what three different vice presidents have said, ruling from the chair at the beginning of a Congress by a majority vote, you can adopt rules for that particular Congress.
Now, a related question, Senator, is I'm not sure this is the same thing as the filibuster. Correct me if I'm wrong, but why should one senator like Jim Bunning be able to single-handedly block extension of unemployment reforms just by saying, you know, whatever he does?
What you really have going on there is the Senate in many cases has to, and under the agreement that was occurred right then, you have to have unanimous consent in order to move forward with the bill.
It's just to have a vote on the bill, right?
That's right. To have a vote. And so in many cases, what we're talking about is the threat of a filibuster and an objection like Bunning was making holds up the whole show. The other recent example was that 290 bills have passed the House of Representatives and they haven't gone anywhere in the Senate, and one senator is responsible for about the delay on 230 of those bills.
Right.
That is simply because the senator has threatened the filibuster.
Yeah.
And so Harry Reid, looking at the calendar.
Who is that senator,
Tom Coburn from Oklahoma.
Oh, God.
And the threat of the filibuster means that you're looking at probably 2 weeks to deal with any particular bill. So obviously then you focus on major pieces of legislation rather than smaller pieces of legislation, which are very important to states, but if they take up the calendar for 2 weeks, then you're knocking off health care and energy and immigration and the other things that we have on the agenda we need to get done.
I mean, God bless America, but the idea that one person could overrule the desires of 99 others, it's so wrong.
Well, Bill, welcome to the Senate rules as they currently exist.
No. Senator, I want to see the Senate rules as you reform them starting the beginning of the next Congress. So you're on the right. Let me tell you, you're a real crusader on this, and we thank you for your leadership. And thanks for your time this morning again, Senator.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Tom Udall, the new senator from New Mexico.
This is The Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
What if you came across an exclusive list of insider travel deals? Would you sneak a peek? See if there was maybe a beach with your name on it? Then check out a website called Travel Ticker with freshly updated deals like an oceanfront luxury stay in South Miami Beach, just $136. At travel-ticker.com, our staff of experts handpicks their favorite insider deals and publishes them every hour. Deals you won't find on your own. See if there's a trip with your name on it at travel-ticker.com today.
It's the dawning of a new day for American business. The future looks brighter, and it's all because of you. Your ideas, your energy, and your dreams are the most precious resources we have. And OfficeMax has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. OfficeMax, work with us.
Buy one, get one 50% off on all OfficeMax labels and OfficeMax file storage boxes. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. There are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact 2. GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important, because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So GEICO can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit GEICO.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
217.
Every time I see someone who knows my parents, they say the same thing. You look just like your mom. Oh, except you have your dad's eyes. Well, they may as well say, except you have your dad's dark under-eye circles. And since he's had dark circles and bags for as long as I can remember, I guess mine aren't going away either.
If you have dark under-eye circles and bags, you can visibly erase them and get brighter, younger-looking eyes with the revolutionary breakthrough Hydralyze. And right now, you can get a free trial of Hydralyze when you call 1-800-600-8127. Previously, Hydralyze was only available in high-end spas and plastic surgeons' offices. But right now, we're offering it risk-free through this exclusive radio offer. With the clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze, you don't have to live with dark under-eye circles and bags. Call now to get your free trial of Hydralyze and start seeing brighter, younger-looking eyes. And tell your dad about it, too. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-8127. 1-800-600-8127.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
13 minutes before the top of the hour of the Bill Press Show, the latest job numbers are out. Unemployment rate remains steady at 9.7%, which is too high, but at least it didn't go any higher. And the jobs lost, month of February, 36,000 jobs lost. Boy, Larry Summers said because of the blizzard that there's going to be a huge impact, maybe as many as 100,000 jobs lost. So 36,000 is a lot less than was feared. Again, still too many. But things seem to be moving in the right direction. It's Friday. Friday, March 5, when we bring you our favorite, every Friday, our favorite clips of the week. We start at the bottom, all the way to the top. And we begin today with David Patterson from New York explaining to New Yorkers a week after he announced for re-election why he has changed his mind.
Number 5.
It's become increasingly clear to me in the last few days that I cannot run for office and try to manage the state's business at the same time. And right now, New York State needs a leader who can devote full time to this service.
Now, the question a lot of New Yorkers are asking, can he even continue to govern until the end of his term, given all the scandals that he is dealing with? Johnny Weir on with a great figure skater with Larry King Live. Larry wants to know why he's so fierce.
Number 4.
Another question from Facebook. Johnny, the question is, how does it feel to be so fierce?
Larry, I never thought I'd hear you call something fierce, even if it was.
I didn't, the Facebook.
I know, but still, you said fierce.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't even know what the word means.
It was a Facebook thing.
The Facebook thing said it was your fierce. All right, good. Well, John Mayer says that Jessica Simpson is like one of the best people that he ever got in bed. Oprah wants to know, what do you think of that?
Number three.
Why are you angry?
Well, I don't want people to know how I am in bed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
My phone is ringing off the hook, I have to say.
Yeah, he could have said she was lousy in bed.
Yeah.
Right? That would have been worse, so.
Practice makes perfect.
Take it as a compliment, right?
That's what I say. Yeah, sure.
Write a book.
Yeah.
How to be good in bed. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh, yes. We talked about this a little earlier. I'll have a parting shot on this as well. Unusual voice being heard by pilots out of the air traffic control tower at John F. Kennedy Airport.
Number two.
That's 171 clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, Jet Blue 171. Let's see, Air Mexico 403 Kennedy, I'm with you in left position hold.
Position hold, Air Mexico 403.
This is what you get, guys, when the kids are out of school.
Yeah. Yeah, if the kids are out of school. Yeah, well, they don't belong in the air traffic control tower. I am sorry. And finally, the crazy Jim Bunny. We were just talking to Tom Udall about him, who put a hold for 2 weeks on hundreds of thousands of Americans not being able to pick up an unemployment check. Jim Bunning doesn't care. John Carl from ABC News is following him, trying to get a comment, follows him into the elevator at the U.S. Senate. Senator Bunning, not happy.
Number one.
So we just wanted to ask you...
Excuse me, this is a senator-only elevator.
Can I come on the elevator?
No, you may not.
Can you tell us why you're blocking this vote?
I already did. Explain it.
Well, what is the issue? And are you concerned about these people who are unemployed?
I've got to go to the floor.
Senator, can you just explain to us why you're holding this up? I'm sure you have an explanation.
Excuse me.
Okay, are you concerned about those that are going to lose their benefits?
Get off my elevator! Yeah, I don't have to deal with people like you. This is a senator's only elevator.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, all right. God, I'm telling you. You know what? Harry Truman said, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Yeah, for Senator Bunning, get out of the Senate. All right, I'll be back with a parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit barracuda.com.
Throw out your four-leaf clover, get rid of that lucky penny, your rabbit's foot, and all that other rubbish. You make your own luck. If you have a dream, you'll eventually make it real if you work hard and want it enough. Remember, luck is what happens when hard work and opportunity meet. OfficeMax has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. OfficeMax. Work with us.
Buy one, get one 50% off on all OfficeMax labels and OfficeMax file storage boxes. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
You've probably heard the saying, there's strength in numbers. Well, when it comes to the anti-aging breakthrough Declatone, that phrase has never been more true. After all, there's strength in the fact that Declatone's proprietary formula contains four of the top anti-aging ingredients available. These four powerful, clinically proven ingredients help defy gravity to visibly tone, tighten, lift, and brighten skin for a noticeably younger look. There's strength in the fact that 97% of women who tried clinically proven Declatone said they noticed a dramatic improvement in their skin. 97%! And then there's strength in this number. 1-800-400-6621. Because when you call it, in the next 10 minutes, you can get a free trial of Declatone. If you have loose, sagging, wrinkled skin on your face, neck, chest, and hands, trust in our strength and get the results you want. For your risk-free trial of Declatone, call 1-800-400-6621 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-6621.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, just to bring you up to date again on the latest jobs numbers for the month of February, the unemployment rate remaining at 9.7%, and the number of jobs lost in February, 36,000 jobs lost. Economists have predicted the figure might be as high as 50 or even 100,000 because of the blizzard conditions, particularly on the East Coast. But it turned out to be only 36,000, which is, again, too many, but better than the White House feared. And I'm sure there'll be some comments from Robert Gibbs about that at the press briefing today. One other quick little note. You may have heard about there were about 50 ships stuck in the ice off the coast of Sweden. They've been able to break through and free those ships this morning. So good news, especially for 1,000 people on board a ferry. There were 753 passengers and 190 members of the crew on that ferry. Imagine the conditions on that ferry after being stuck in the ice for 24 hours. Toilets overflowing, no food left. Oh, my God, spare me. All right, on this Friday party, March 5, my parting shot for today. It's not the most important issue of the week, I admit, but it's the one that bugged me the most. And that's the story of the air traffic controller at New York's JFK Airport who brought his kids to work and actually let them take over the microphone to direct traffic on a couple of outgoing flights. I mean, there's so much about this story I can't believe. For starters, how could that employee possibly be so clueless? What if there had been a sudden emergency, like another plane taxiing onto the same runway where a split-second decision had to be made? And why did the pilots just laugh and go along when they heard that voice over the mic as if it were just a funny stunt? Are they that careless about proper safety procedures? Did they really want their flight operations guided by a 7-year-old? But my first question is, why should anybody other than trained personnel be allowed in an airport tower to begin with? Any outsider is an obvious distraction from what we're all told is the most stressful job in the world. It's hard for me to believe that the FAA didn't act sooner, but I hope they crack down quick before somebody lets a 7-year-old take controls of a 747. That's next. And that's my parting shot for today. I'll see you on MSNBC this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Don't forget the Oscars Sunday night. And then, if you have a great weekend, don't forget to come right back here on Monday.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Excuse me.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. No change in unemployment. February, the same as January, steady at 9.7%. Employers cut 36,000 jobs last month.
Things could be worse. There are some signs here that things are improving a little bit. And if you take the weather out of the equation, things would have been slightly up.
Peter Capelli is with the Wharton School. Snowstorms in the east kept a number of workers home, and that may have affected the numbers somewhat. The search for jobs takes people to the magic kingdoms and magic mountains. CBS's Peter King live with us now. And Peter, some people looking for work really need some magic.
Well, Dave, a job is a job, and the theme park industry is being flooded with thousands of applications from white-collar workers who might be considered overqualified. The LA Times reports West Coast job fairs have been packed with people from construction, real estate, and other industries that have been hurting. Places like Disneyland have gotten so many that they're actually canceling hiring events. It's a coast-to-coast trend in Orlando. Disney and Universal both say they plan to hire at least 1,000 workers this year. Dave?
A tour bus crash short time ago on Interstate 10 south of Phoenix. Bart Graves, a public safety spokesman, says it was a horrible accident.
You know, there are multiple fatalities. There are multiple injuries. I understand two, those on the bus and to the other vehicles involved.
Rescue workers have been breaking bus windows to free passengers. A man who took out a gun at a security checkpoint close to the Pentagon opened fire and was shot by police officers. John Patrick Bedell later died after shooting at those officers, both of whom suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Pentagon Police Chief Richard Keevil.
There is no indication at this point that there are any domestic or international terrorism nexus to this at all. At this time, it appears to be a single individual that had issues.
An internet posting that may be linked to Bedell indicated that he thought there were cover-ups associated with the September 11th attacks. The Obama administration will opt for a trial before a military tribunal, perhaps at Guantanamo, but September 11th terrorist suspect Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will not be tried in a civilian courtroom in New York City. Jan Crawford is CBS News chief legal correspondent.
To see them retreat on this is a failure. It is a failure to get through a major policy shift.
Magnitude 6.8 aftershock, a big one, and that's what people felt in parts of Chile early this morning. Reporter Adrian Bard in Santiago. And since last weekend's major quake,
there have been so many aftershocks that what happens, you start to feel dizzy. You start to think that the earth is moving and that things are shaking when really they're not.
Apparently no injuries or major damage from today's aftershocks. There have been issues with Navy Captain Holly Graf, who sent her cruiser into a race last year in the Pacific against a Navy ship, the destroyer John McCain. She's been relieved of her command, but correspondent David Martin says other factors were involved.
Captain Graf repeatedly used foul and abusive language toward her junior officers, screaming she hated them and calling them blockheads and bleeping idiots, and that she would fire them if she could.
This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account with a great rate. Compare rates for yourself at allybank.com or call Ally at 877-247-ALLY. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Hi, Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado has made the first cut in the national competition to win millions of dollars for education reform. Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien says we're in the final 16.
So we are very happy to be in this position.
Colorado was the only state west of the Mississippi to be selected for phase one.
State education officials will go to Washington later this month to make their case for winning the $377 million. Denver has a local name to root for at the Oscars on Sunday. Magnus is the name. Gary and Sarah Siegel Magnus produced the film Precious.
Sit there and judge me, Miss White.
You shut up and you let him abuse your daughter.
I did not want him to abuse my daughter. I did not want him to hurt her.
But you allowed him to hurt her.
I did not want him to do nothing to her.
Sarah Siegel Magnus says this movie is all about hope.
We watched the progress of young lady who has been dealt cards that obviously were devastating, you know, one after the next. Yet she perseveres. And so that is something that resonates within us all.
Precious is up for 6 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. In sports, the Avs lost to the Coyotes last night 3-1. Tonight, the Nuggets are at home against the Pacers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where typically the Friday morning commute, lighter than the rest of the week. Today, no exception. You will find some patchy fog around the metro and some light snowfall, especially on the west side, but the weather's not causing any serious delays. The slowest stretches are southbound I-25 on that approach to 84th, as well as southbound 225 as you're coming up on Yosemite. Speed suit, both of those stretches, they're going to be running in the 30s and 40s. Quick check on today's forecast. In addition to the fog, we're going to have some cloud conditions with a high of only 47 degrees. It is mild, but not compared to yesterday. Currently already 33. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take that tax refund check and stimulate your life. Mile High Harley-Davidson of Parker and Aurora has an incredible selection of new and used motorcycles, accessories, and motor clothes, in addition to the top-ranked service department in Colorado for customer satisfaction. Stop in today.
Who doesn't want a little extra? At JCPenney, now through Saturday, get extra savings with up to an extra 30% off regular sale and clearance items when you use your JCPenney card. Take advantage of extra savings on all women's, men's, and kids' apparel. Save extra on all lingerie, shoes, and jewelry, and extra savings on all bedding, all bath, and more. Shop jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end March 6th.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Wow!
706 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's Friday, March, what is it, March 5th. Me and Tom Hartman are going to be at the Tattered Cover tonight. If you want to register for our last giveaway for tickets, go to our website, am760.net. Right on the front page, we're going to be giving out our last batch of tickets to the sold-out event at 7:45 today, so listen in for your name. You can register again on our website at am760.net. We talked yesterday about whether anti-government militias are a threat to the United States, a national security threat. Is the rise in anti-government hate speech, militia culture, is it a threat like the Department of Homeland Security said it was a threat? This is the headline from ABC News this morning. Pentagon shooter dead, posted anti-government rantings before his attack. Police say John Patrick Bedell, calm during shooting, had posted anti-government rants. The gunman who charged into one of the Pentagon's main entrances and opened fire yesterday has died from gunshot wounds to the head, and authorities are looking into his recent rants against the government as a potential motive. And this story goes on to note that he had posted some classically, as they say, anti-government rants. And it opens up the question again. Is the rise in right-wing hate, is this fueling a national security threat? And I think you've got to ask those questions. I think it's fair to ask those questions. The police are looking into this. This is another attack, the second attack in 2 weeks on the government.
And this story is extremely disturbing. Also, is this a local issue as well? I was reading on Think Progress last night. I sent it over to Turk. Christian hate group called Repent Amarillo is now terrorizing that Texas town, harassing gays, liberals, and other sinners. An evangelical hate group called Repent Amarillo is reportedly terrorizing the town of Amarillo, Texas. The group fashions itself as a sort of militia and targets a wide range of community members they deem offensive to their theology. Gays, liberal Christians, Muslims, environmentalists, breast cancer events that do not highlight abortion, Halloween. On its website, Repent has posted a warfare map of enemies in its town. So this is a scary time out there. This is a scary time, and I think it's worth asking that question. Again, the second attack on the government in, 2 weeks, we see it, this Pentagon shooting, and it's you know, you're going to hear, I guarantee you, you're going to flip around your radio dial today and you're going to hear right-wing talk show hosts say, liberals are trying to blame us for this, and that we're the victims, we're being persecuted. No. Don't accept that. Reject that nonsense. The second attack on the government in 2 weeks. And I ask you to ponder this. I ask you to just ponder this. If Joseph Stack wasn't named Joseph Stack, and the Pentagon shooter didn't have an American-sounding name, or a non-Arabic-sounding name, if his name wasn't John Patrick Bedell, and if Joseph Stack and John Patrick Bedell had Arabic-sounding names, this country would be in a panic. And the same right-wing talk show hosts who, when you flip around your radio dial today, who are going to say, this is no big deal, and this has nothing to do with anti-government hatred that we're putting out there, they would be calling for Muslims and Arabs to be rounded up, as they always do. And so it's just food for thought. We got a busy show for you today. It's Beer and Bagel Friday. We're going to be joined at 9:20 by Bristol Brewing Company from down in Colorado Springs. They're going to be in studio. We're going to be taking your nominations for Schmuck of the Week. And we're also going to be doing Fight Club Friday, where you can take me on any issue that you want. That's going to be starting at around 7:30. But 7:20, we're going to be joined by Andrew Romanoff to respond to Michael Bennett, our interview with Michael Bennett yesterday. But before that, before we get to that interview, again, I just want to stay on topic here for a second about anti-government hatred and how the people who are leading the Tea Parties, I think, really should be treated. Here is a clip. I want you to listen to this clip. I meant to play this a couple days ago. Listen to this clip from MSNBC's Dylan Radigan trying to get some answers out of one of the major leaders of the Tea Party.
I do want to bring in columnist and radio host Mark Williams, organizer of the Tea Party Express, which is planning a nationwide bus tour culminating in Washington, D.C. on Tax Day. Mark, how do you draw the bright line between the very admirable and understandable principles that are advocated by so many in the Tea Party as it pertains to a constitutional definition of the democracy, separation of things like banking and investing, churches, I mean, all these things, and those who would choose a more radicalized view or a racist view and hide, if you will, inside of the Tea Party umbrella?
Well, that's real simple. There's wing nuts and there's normal people.
Because when wing nuts go to other political organizations and say, I want to kill black people, I want to kill Jews, whatever it may be, the organizer, for instance, if I was holding a Dylan Radigan event and a bunch of people held up things saying they wanted to kill blacks and Jews, I would say, would you kindly remove yourself? I don't accept people who follow me who are into killing blacks and Jews and women or whatever it may be. What confuses me about the Tea Party is the Tea Party's willingness to accept the wing nuts, as you put it, without shaming them or defining more crisply what the Tea Party's agenda is relative to those who just want to kill black people, for instance.
So that's our fault that they're not slaves.
No, no, it's not your fault. It's your fault to, you haven't shamed them, Mark. It is your fault.
We have the Democrats or the Republicans
or any other political group. So you're saying you accept racists and Nazis, Mark?
Eventually,
I'll
answer the question.
Do you accept racists and Nazis in the Tea Party?
Here in Sacramento at the NBC.
Do you, Mark? I'm asking you a question, my man. I didn't have you want to have a conversation with me, or did you just want to come on my TV show and do a commercial for yourself?
I'm answering the question. We have a woman here on a local NBC affiliate who, after an anti-Semitic rant in Sac State, was promoted from reporter to anchor. Does that make NBC? Does that make you an anti-Semitic organization?
Hey, Mark, do I run NBC? Are you against
the
answer is
no,
do you have any
we
intention
don't
of answering any of my
racism.
Questions? Let me ask you a question,
Because I don't want to continue with this.
You're wasting valuable oxygen. Can we please cut off this man's microphone? He has no interest in answering my questions. Mark, a pleasure.
Okay,
actually, not really a pleasure. It was offensive. You're offensive. Your treatment of my show as a vehicle to spread your propaganda, ignore my questions, offensive, and an indication of what is wrong with the dialogue in this country, period. Not to mention a group that would accept Nazis and racists.
So that was Dylan Ratigan, who really went off on that Tea Party guy. And it was interesting how he doesn't want to answer the question, and how the Tea Party folks, they don't seem to want to answer questions about what they are sowing out in the public at large. And I think it's fair to ask the question. I think it is fair. On the second attack by an anti-government terrorist, a guy who what police are telling us now, issued anti-government rants on the internet and then attacked the Pentagon, it's fair to ask the question, what are right-wing Tea Party organizers, what are right-wing leaders sowing in this country? And is it a real threat? It's a fair question. And you can take me on when we open up the phones for Fight Club Friday on this issue or any other issue. But up next, Andrew Romanoff, the former Colorado House Speaker, he wants to respond to U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, our interview with him yesterday. Bennett saying that he is a Mr. Government reform guy. He wants to get money out of politics. Andrew Romanoff doesn't think that's true, and he wants to weigh in. So we're going to talk to him after a traffic update with John Turk.
All right, Dave, traffic should be a little lighter today for us. It's Friday. Volume's usually a little lighter. Some fog, though, maybe slowing people down, especially going to see it up on the north end and east end. Got one crash, northbound Tower Road at I-70. Freeway's looking pretty decent for us right now. Normal jams on 225 southbound, Parker Road at 25 on I-25 southbound side, and Thornton again downtown after I-70. Northbounders struggling from Santa Fe to 6th Avenue. But like I said, a really nice and light commute going on so far. A lot of fog out east on I-70 near Lyman, and some ice on I-70 between Idaho Springs, rather, and Eagle. Your forecast today, cloudy skies, chance for scattered rain and snow showers, highs in the upper 40s. Weekend forecast looking good as well. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 52, and on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 55. Currently, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
Everybody knows that Epilepsy Foundation of Colorado is committed to ensuring that people with seizure disorders are able to participate in all life experiences. What you might not know is that there's a really easy way you can support us this season. Clean out your closet. That's right. Round up all the household items, clothing, and books you don't need anymore, then drop them off at our community donation center located at Savers. Because Epilepsy Foundation gets paid for every item you bring in, the more things you donate, the more money goes to support our community programs. At Savers, shoppers get great deals on quality goods. And best of all, we at Epilepsy Foundation of Colorado get the funding we need to keep going strong. In this area, your donations also support Denver Children's Advocacy Center. It's good all around. Make your tax-deductible donation today at our community donation center located at Savers. To find a Savers near you or to learn about all of their nonprofit partners, visit Savers.com.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text speakup to 411-247.
222-0689 for Stacy Dowling at UMax Mortgage. When you call her up again, ask her as many questions as you can.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle, Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee. So why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service, why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know. See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership, visit GenuineService.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12-31-10, competitors ad required.
Colorado's Progressive Talk begins with David Sirota, mornings at 7.
The political system doesn't listen to the people enough.
Followed by Ed Schultz at 10.
Washington is broken. We all know that.
It's Tom Hartman at 1.
Let's stick it to the working people of America.
Mario Afternoons at 4.
This entire debate has a brand new level of momentum.
Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7. And stay up for Alan Colmes, weeknights at 10.
You kind of never know what you're going to get.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It happens every day.
AM 760.net.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We heard from Michael Bennett yesterday, the senator, after he had made some headlines pushing a what he calls a government reform plan to limit the influence of money on our politics, to reform the filibuster. And joining us now is his opponent in the upcoming Democratic Senate primary and Democratic Senate caucus, Andrew Romanoff, the former House Speaker. Mr. Speaker, thank you for taking the time. In the Denver Post, your campaign basically suggested that what Michael Bennett is doing is a little bit too little and a little bit too late. Tell us why you believe that.
You know, on Tuesday, the day before my opponent came out with his package of reforms, we announced a similar package, although you didn't read that in the Denver Post, unfortunately. I think the Senate is a dysfunctional place. I think reforming or eliminating the filibuster is a good way to make sure we get progress we need. But the best way, it seems to me, to get the financial reform we need, the health care reform we need, the climate change legislation we need, is to stop taking money from the groups that are blocking that reform.
He says, he said, and I asked him about this, he said yesterday that he seemed to suggest, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he seemed to suggest that the only reason that you are taking this position about money in politics is because you're having more trouble than he is raising money. What do you say in response to that?
Well, I'm proud that more Coloradans have logged on to AndrewRomanoff.com to contribute to our campaign in the last 3 months than to any other campaign for any office in the state. I think most people in this state and across the country are fed up with a pay-to-play political culture in Washington, the kind of culture I think that has frankly corrupted Congress. I recognize it's very difficult to change that system if you benefit from it. But there's a reason, I think, that the nation's biggest insurance companies and drug companies, the nation's biggest polluters, some of the Wall Street banks, as you pointed out, are subsidizing both sides of Congress. And that is because, of course, they expect to get something in return. And they have.
Now, let me just hold you on this point here, because other people have said, well, look, you have raised in the past, you have raised PAC money when you were in the legislature. Has your thinking changed? I mean, in between the time that you had raised some of this money, and certainly not at the levels that Michael Bennett has raised it, because it's a bigger office. But has your thinking changed between when you had been raising that money before and now? Has there been a shift in your own, in the way you see politics?
Yes. You know, I used to think that you could reform this system at a state level by taking on insurance companies and drug companies. We did that by standing up to predatory lenders. We did that. I didn't believe in unilateral disarmament. I was wrong. The only way I think we're going to get the reform we need, especially, as you point out, at the federal level, where this problem is so much broader and deeper, is to stop taking the contributions that come from these special interest groups. I'm the only candidate to fulfill that pledge. I challenge my opponents to join me. None of them has followed suit.
What about the idea that you are, let's say you become the Democratic nominee, that you are yourself unilaterally disarming against a Republican campaign where they will spend millions, if not tens of millions of dollars, to beat whoever the Democratic nominee is. If you unilaterally disarm in terms of resources, saying I'm not going to raise money from a lot of moneyed interests, does that put the Democratic control of the Colorado Senate seat in jeopardy?
No, it doesn't. In fact, I'm the only candidate, I believe, who can take this seat from the Republicans, in part by standing up to the culture in Washington that has disgusted so many Americans. Look, you know, when Senator Obama changed his position and decided not to accept corporate cash when he ran for president, he pointed out that it's the only way as well to change a culture in Congress. It will take, you're right, a lot of little money to get big money out of politics. That's why we've been encouraging so many folks to log on to AndrewRomanoff.com, and it's why so many folks have done so. 97% of our donors in the last 3 months are from Colorado, so every single one of them's got a vote. And 100%, I can tell you, are human. This is a decision, by the way, that I think got special resonance in the wake of the Supreme Court decision transforming corporations into people. That decision has outraged a lot of Americans, and people are looking for a way to change it. If we don't, I don't know who will. I mean, the Republican Party has displayed very little interest in tackling this problem. I think it's up to Democrats to lead the way. I'm leading by example.
Can you give us an example or two of it? You say that money plays a corrosive role in politics. I obviously agree. Can you give us an example of where, when we look at your opponent, where we can say, this is a place where he has gotten money, and this is a concrete action that shows the corrosive effect of that money?
Well, each member of Congress has to explain the decisions that he or she takes because nobody else can get inside their head. I can tell you, for one example, last spring, the Senate Banking Committee had a chance to protect Americans from foreclosure by allowing them to go to bankruptcy court to renegotiate the terms of their mortgages. That is something you can do, as you know right now, David. If you've got a yacht, a second home, an investment property, you can protect that property from foreclosure. But if you're like most of us with just one home to your name, you can't do that. The banking industry lobbied heavily against that bill. The banking committee killed it. My opponent was one of the votes against it. And the members of that committee, including my opponent, received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the banking industry. In fact, I believe my opponent was the fifth biggest recipient in the U.S. Senate of Wall Street cash. I think the conflict of interest that emerges invariably when congressional committees become almost wholly owned subsidiaries of the industries they're supposed to be regulating is one of the reasons so many Americans have lost faith in politics. And as long as we continue to put democracy up for sale to the highest bidder, we will turn millions of American voters away from politics. We will distort the pool of candidates who run and win, and we will warp the government we get as a result.
Well, the example you give about the cram down vote, it was I think my own opinion, it was an awful vote, and it was a vote the narrative you just put around it, I think, is exactly accurate in the sense that the banking industry lobbied heavily against it and used money to lobby heavily against it. It was a really tragic and terrible vote. My final question for you is, I assume that I just have to ask, although I think I know your answer. I would assume that you don't buy the idea. When I worked in the House for a couple members of Congress, you would always hear the kind of the good old boys say, "Well, look, you know, the real way to reform the system is not public financing of elections or the kind of campaign finance reforms that you're talking about. But it's really you take their money and then you got to be willing to vote against them. That you don't buy that really works."
I think the only way to change this system is to stop the problem at its source. And I think Americans have a right to ask, why did some of the most powerful special interests in the country contribute so much money, in some cases to both sides? I asked some friends who work for banks, why do you all do it? Is it the goodness of your heart? Do you get a charitable deduction? And they said, no, we make these campaign contributions because we believe it's the best way to get the attention of a member of Congress. There's something wrong with that approach, especially because so many Americans who are struggling to save their homes and their jobs, their health coverage, can't afford to make those contributions. So their interests inevitably I think get shortchanged in a Congress that too often caters to the wealthy and powerful.
Andrew Romanoff, again, you can find his website, andrewromanoff.com. He's running for the United States Senate against, in a Democratic primary and the Democratic caucus against Michael Bennett, who we had on this show yesterday. Thank you so much, Mr. Speaker, for taking the time.
Thanks, David.
Good talking to you. 729 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, up next, Fight Club Friday, if you want to take me on for any issue, on any issue whatsoever. Also, if you want to weigh in on this issue, we've seen this essentially a terrorist attack. I don't even think it's essentially. It looks like a terrorist attack on the Pentagon yesterday. ABC News reporting from police sources that the shooter had recently posted a number of anti-government screeds. Is this another example of what we were talking about yesterday?
Dave, and if you'd like, I could put up the video of that Repent Amarillo group.
Yes, please do.
I mean,
please
if
do.
People haven't, you got to go, I'll put the link to the story there from Think Progress in the video.
And just,
it is
just
insane.
It is. If you're just tuning in, we mentioned in the last segment. Yeah, there's apparently a Christian militant group in Amarillo, Texas, terrorizing that town, putting out on the internet a blacklist, a target list.
They go to clubs and basically hang out and pester, like, you know, patrons and stuff, going into bars and things that they consider not to be.
And the crazy thing is this map on their website.
Yeah, the warfare map.
The warfare map, they call it, of individual people, liberals, gay people. Yeah.
So here's what they do, Dave. They'll go, like, they'll sit outside of a bar. Okay, or a club or something.
Right.
And then they'll see a car park and watch them go in. They'll get the license plate, find out who they are, and then put that person on their warfare map.
I mean, that is just...
That is insanity.
That is insanity. And again, the question is all of this linked together? Do you link it together in your mind? The Republicans saying they want to play on fear. That memo yesterday coming out from the RNC saying that the party wants to play
crazy
on fear.
Seriously, Dave, me and the wife are talking about, and I'm sure some of our audience will be like, move, but... Man, I'm thinking about leaving the country, dude. I'm serious.
It's a scary,
it's scary
time now. It's
I'm worried about
time.
My kids, man. I really am.
It is a scary time, and I wonder if others make the link. The Republican Party memo saying play on fear. You've got the second anti-government terrorist attack against our government now in the last 2 weeks. You've got Glenn Beck calling for the eradication of progressives. You've got a Christian militant group creating a warfare list in Amarillo, Texas, targeting liberals, gay people, environmentalists. Is this all linked together, and what does it mean? 303-713-7600. We'll open up Fight Club Friday, and also we'll fill you in on a couple pieces of news, including Frozen Dead Guy Day.
Dude, that sounds like a fun festival up in Amsterdam.
I know. I think I may go. We should go.
We should. Maybe we tomorrow? Should.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Maybe I could be the dead guy lookalike.
They
have a contest.
I know
that.
I know they do. And also, get this. I forgot. I'm going to fill you in on this, too. A Denver ballot initiative dealing with UFOs. I'm not making this up. We'll fill you in on that. Take your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. The drive around town looking pretty nice so far. Just normal jams, but we are accident-free on the freeways here in Denver and Boulder. And Aurora looking good, too. Just the normal jams on 225 southbound side, Parker Road down to the Tech Center. Stop and go, though, southbound I-25 on the north end, Thornton down to 84th Avenue, beginning at 104th. One crash, northbound tower at I-70 on the east end, still dealing with some heavy, patchy fog. On I-70 near Lyman in the Kansas state line. Also might be slick in spots if you're traveling up into the high country for some skiing on I-70 between Idaho Springs and Eagle. Snow's also falling through that stretch. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, possible scattered rain or snow showers. Look for a high around 50, right now 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on March 16th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
Hi, this is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station since the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for a free consult. They support AM 760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
And she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a right-sized smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-992-4314. That's 1-800-992-4314. 1-800-992-4314.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're about to get to your calls on Fight Club Friday if you want to take me on any issue. Also, nominations for Schmuck of the Week. But before we get to your calls, I just want to fill you in on a couple of stories here. This is from Fox 31. When Denver voters see it on the ballot, some might think it's a joke, but proponents take the UFO initiative very seriously. If it passes, the city and county of Denver would be required to create a 7-member commission tasked with collecting evidence that extraterrestrials and UFOs have been visiting Earth. We the people are the government, and there's a lot of UFO evidence in the private sector that people have been holding on to and just been afraid to talk about, says Jeff Peckman, who started the ballot initiative. So this will take the information that's already amongst the people and share it with more of the people. Peckman believes the government is hiding the cure for cancer, among other things, with this alien technology. That's a little kooky, I think. We will try to actually get Jeff Peckman on next week to talk about this ballot initiative. And frankly, just hearing the outlines of it, the broad strokes of it, I support this ballot initiative. I think we have to have more transparency in government. I mean, I believe there are UFOs out there, right? Yes, there are unidentified. There have been unidentified flying objects. They have been unidentified. I have no idea if they're alien. I have no idea what they are. They may be military tests over Nevada, Area 51, that kind of thing. There have definitely been unidentified flying objects, and we need more information on them. I don't think that's a controversial, kooky position. Aren't you? That's where you stand, right, Turk?
Yeah, I'm totally with you, man.
I mean, do you believe aliens have visited this planet?
Yes, I'm a believer, man.
I'm not necessarily.
I know
a believer.
You're not going to step that far, but yeah, we're definitely not the only.
I think we're definitely not alone in the universe.
Right.
It's hard for me to believe that we are alone in the universe. Have they visited here?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think so.
Well, so you're voting for the ballot initiative. Well, you're not a Denver voter, but...
I'm not a Denver voter, but I would support it. Yes.
You would support it, yeah.
Yes, 100%.
That's where I am. All right, we're going to go to the phones. The police reporting, ABC News reporting, the police are saying that the shooting at the Pentagon yesterday was perpetrated by a guy who had posted anti-government rants on the Internet very recently. This is the second attack on the United States government in 2 weeks. Is this a result of a political scorched earth, a right-wing political scorched earth that we've seen in the last year? We talked yesterday about the Southern Poverty Law Center report saying that membership in so-called patriot groups and militia groups are up exponentially over the last year. You've got Glenn Beck, folks like that, calling for the eradication of progressives, saying the government is evil. Is this all connected? Was the Department of Homeland Security, its report from a year ago, saying that this kind of terrorism was a real threat? Is this all connected? 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Dean in Aurora. Hey, Dean, how you doing?
Doing well, David. You know, we seem to see the Republicans adopting, going out of their way to adopt any bigot or racist group of people. And, you know, they keep whipping up this fear and hate mongering, and now we're seeing it come home to roost, is what I think is going on.
And the thing is, that's not your theory when you talk specifically about the word fear. People have to remember this now, because you're going to flip across the radio dial and you're going to turn on TV today and you're going to see right-wingers saying, oh, you know, liberals are making this up. We're not playing on people's fear, and we have no culpability with what's going on. Now, remember, yesterday the Politico reported that the RNC, an official Republican National Committee memo, encouraged party members to continue sowing, and they used the word fear. So you're not making this up, and people need to remember that.
It's unbelievable, and, you know, I never thought that we might even see the chance of us having internment camps ever again. But you had made a statement that if these guys attacking the government were Muslims, you know, the country would be up in arms.
Can you imagine it? I mean, I can't even. It's a frightening thought experiment, isn't it?
It really is.
And I'm telling you, this is the way we've got to. The next time, and I really encourage people, the next time that there is a terrorist attack or a crime or something like that of somebody with an Arabic sounding name. It may happen next week. It may happen a year from now. It may happen 5 years from now. I just encourage you to think back when you want to understand the double standard. Think back on the muted reaction, the very muted reaction, right? With the New York Times reporting that anchor people were hesitant to call Joseph Stack, the IRS terrorist attacker, hesitant to call him a terrorist. I just want people to think about the double standard and what it really means and how, you know, we talked yesterday about the hidden brain, right? How people make unconscious conclusions, and they can only be combated if you become conscious. Well, hopefully this double standard between how we sort of mutedly treat people who are anti-government terrorists versus how we treat suspected terrorists with Arabic-sounding names, this should be a moment of consciousness. Hey, Dean, thanks for the call, man. All right, Meathead Mark in Denver. Hey, Meathead Mark.
How you doing, Dan?
All right, man.
All right.
That I call you Meathead Mark endearingly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me, man. It's only a name. I'd like to continue on with what you were just saying about the double standard. So when the moron that shot up Fort Hood did what he did, you sat on the radio and chastised people for assuming he was a terrorist, even though there was information that was kind of leading in that direction.
Well, what I said is, let me be clear. What I said was there was no evidence that this guy was connected. The theory being pushed was that he was an agent of Al-Qaeda. Right, that he was connected to a broader conspiracy, and I don't. There has never been evidence that's the case. I think he's a guy.
That's not true, but
that is true.
No, he's had connections with clerics and such, but that's not the reason I called.
Look, but the thing is that's what I'm talking about here. My point is now here because you've made an important point. Because here's the thing. you're going to hear right-wing talk show hosts. You're going to hear Tea Party groups, right, who are going to say, oh, we got nothing to do with Joseph Stack. And we got nothing to do with the Pentagon shooter, right? And I could – you have said, well, the guy at Fort Hood, he at some point in his life had contacts with a cleric who said some bad things.
In his recent life.
Okay. Yeah. And it's fine. In his recent life. Okay. But it doesn't – the time frame doesn't matter here. Okay. And my point is that the media will take that – connection, that kind of connection, say, oh, he's a terrorist, he's an Islamic terrorist, and make all sort of inferences about how he's part of a conspiracy, but to say that a Joseph Stack or the Pentagon shooter, because maybe they talked to some Tea Party leader, is, oh, we can't call him a terrorist, you know, that actually reinforces what I'm talking about in terms of a double standard.
Okay, so that goes to my second point about it. You've essentially said that he's a right-wing nut, which he may be. I can't deny it because I don't know the guy.
Anti-government. Anti-government.
Okay. All I've heard on the news is that his rantings were that basically he's a 9/11 truther. Well, Van Jones is a 9/11 truther. It doesn't make Van Jones a right-wing nut. This guy's probably a right-wing nut, yeah, because most of the truthers are from the right-wing side. But just to assume that he's from the right wing.
But I want to be clear. I want to be clear here, Mark. And some people aren't. They don't take their words, what they're saying, seriously. But I really do. And so the thing is that I specifically am interested in anti-government. Right. That it's, you can call it conservative. You can call it right wing. My point is that whatever you want to call it. There is an ideology out there that says the government is evil. It is being pushed. But look, Glenn Beck calls himself a libertarian. That's a joke. He pushed the bailout. He's not really a libertarian. Whatever you want to call it in terms on the political spectrum, my point here, my only question is this. My only question is, are we facing a problem in this country where people who are saying that the government is evil and should be hated and should be destroyed, whatever you want to call those people, conservative, libertarian, is that causing a serious national security question?
Oh, I would say two things. It can cause a security problem, a national security problem. But you got to look sometimes at the cause. And my assertion would be that our government in the last year has so far outreached what it's supposed to be doing that the people that were pissed off and frustrated when George Bush was doing stupid things like the Patriot Act and spending money like a drunken sailor, when you have somebody say, oh, we got hope and change coming along, and then comes in and spends money like a drunken sailor, more so than before, and continues things like the Patriot Act, you're going to have groups gain membership that are against these types of things.
All right, and you know what? That's a good point. You have made a good point. That I in part agree with, which is this. I think there's hypocrisy among some parts of the Tea Party movement, and certainly among right-wing talk show hosts, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, who claim that they're conservative in their principles, because those people weren't saying anything about George Bush. And now, not only were they not saying anything, they were mostly cheering him on. And now they pretend that they weren't, but they were. But I do agree with you that among some rank-and-file people, That you're right, that people might have been annoyed with Bush, and then they thought there was going to be change, and then there wasn't change. In fact, in many ways, what they see is more of the same. And I think the bailouts were really the touchstone of this. And I think that would explain why some people who were, let's say, less radicalized beforehand have become more radicalized. I continue to put it at the feet of the bailout. I think that the Wall Street bailout was such a huge symbol, and nobody appreciated it, or I think very few people appreciated it at the time, how big an explosion it was going to be. People like me on the political left, progressives, I stood out there and I said, I wrote columns saying this bailout is a mess. I got attacked from Democrats. I got attacked for doing that. And I think that now we see what that has wrought. Mark, good call. Thanks for the call, man. 7:48 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, it's time to read out the winner of our last set of tickets for tonight's event with me and Tom Hartman at the Tattered Cover in Lodo. Sponsored by Best Way Insulation. The event is sold out, but I got one more pair of tickets to give away and one more special invitation to the VIP happy hour with myself and Tom before the show. These go to Tri-V Schneider. It's T-R-Y-G-V-E. T-R-Y-G-V-E Schneider of Englewood. You are today's winner. Our promotion staff is going to be in touch with you today to give you the details. Again, Trivi Schneider, I hope I'm saying your name right, of Englewood. You're today's winner. Looking forward to seeing Tom Hartman tonight. We're going to try to, I've got to see if we can get podcasts or some clips of the event up on our website.
We'll record it and we'll be putting it up.
All right,
whether it comes out this weekend or on Monday, we'll figure that out later. But we will have it for our audience that isn't able to make it.
Excellent. All right. Also, up next, we'll fill you in on a couple of local Democratic congresspeople taking some heat on health care as the big health care vote starts to approach. We'll take more of your calls, 303-713-7600, on this new news that the Pentagon shooter issued some anti-government screeds before he did so. We'll talk about that. Fight Club Friday after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, the sun's starting to burn off some of this fog around town. That's helping visibility issues, but accident-free on the freeways around town. We do have a couple blips, northbound tower at I-70, an accident there. Also one on 6th Avenue on the east end at Peoria. But like I said, highway drive, decent for us. Both sides of 225, kind of busy there around Parker Road. Southbound side also heavy from I-70 down past Alameda. Stop and go, northbound I-25 and Castle Rock, Surrey Ridge up to Lincoln Avenue. I'm also going to be busy on C-470 westbounders up along the Front Range, Bowles Avenue to 285. Your forecast today, patchy fog in the morning, cloudy skies this afternoon, chance for scattered rain and snow showers, highs in the upper 40s. Weekend forecast looking awesome too. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 52. Sunday, partly cloudy, but still warm, highs in the mid-50s. Currently 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota and its dealers are committed to your safety, and they're implementing the correct remedy to make things right. They're now repairing up to 50,000 vehicles a day. For more information, please visit Toyota.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Everything from Hacienda Colorado is made from scratch every day. From ingredients so fresh, so authentic, most people need an interpreter to pronounce them. But fresh and authentic is what it takes to make their signature Mountain Mex. It's Mexican food with altitude.
Hey, this is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station since the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for a free consult. They support AM 760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
President Jason McBride. Hey, Jason, what's going on in the markets today?
Hey, good morning, David. Well, so far, so good today. The Dow's up about 71. NASDAQ's added on about 16. The jobs numbers came in a little bit better than expected, despite concerns they were going to be kind of poor because of the bad weather. So the market is seizing on the opportunity to move up on that positive news. And, Dave, of course, we do have our estate planning workshop coming up, and Saturday is completely full, but Tuesday, March 16th, we do have a couple of seats left, and we'd sure like people to call and attend that. You're going to learn a lot of very good and useful information there, whether your estate is $50,000 or whether it's $50 million, we believe you're going to pick up something that will be very helpful to you.
And if you want to get in on that, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. For the team at Presidential Brokerage for that seminar. Again, 303-694-1600. It's tax time. You're probably already dealing with your own personal financial paperwork. Now's a good time to get a strategy. No matter what it is, you need a strategy for. 303-694-1600. Jason, have a great weekend, man.
You too, Dave.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Get a $1,400 Raccoon Creek Golf Course VIP card for only $195. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Your spouse may have left you, but you still have rights. Learn about your rights and learn about how to get through a divorce with advice from the Talking Divorce team of experts. Talking Divorce, Sundays from 11 to noon, right here on AM 760.
The Denver Post and the Grand Junction Sentinel have stories today about Democratic congresspeople in the middle of the healthcare quagmire. The headline of the Denver Post, Markey to get in middle of healthcare quagmire. President Obama has laid out his path for a Democrats' last-ditch effort on healthcare, and despite some relief among lawmakers that a final strategy and deadline was set this week, it's almost certainly headed for a white-knuckle finish. And the Post says that there are sticky choices faced by Democratic Congresswomen Betsy Markey of Fort Collins and Diana DeGette, talking about how Markey is facing a very tough re-election and being pressured to vote against the bill. And Diana DeGette is also trying to get out some anti-abortion, anti-choice language. And if push comes to shove, would she vote for a bill with some bad anti-choice language in it? Also, in the Grand Junction Sentinel, Republican election group targets John Salazar over health care. Republicans are tightening the pressure on Salazar, trying to turn around his yes vote. The National Republican Congressional Committee started making quote-unquote code red alert robocalls to voters in Salazar's district, which includes most of the Western Slope. So the fight goes on if you want to see health care. And I don't know where I am on this final bill, frankly, because it does not right now have a public option in it. So I am withholding judgment on whether this is indeed a good bill or not such a good bill. We'll go back to the phones now. ABC News reporting that the guy who shot up the Pentagon yesterday had put anti-government rants on the internet before committing his crimes. Is this more proof that the anti-government movement in this country is becoming dangerous? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Chad in Denver. Chad, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. Morning.
Morning.
Looking forward to listening to you guys drink beer later.
I am looking forward to drinking some beer.
Oh, I'm sure. So, yeah, this is the time where, you know, in this kind of a financial crisis, people are going to be polarized. But I guess, you know, when you start going out, I'm from central Denver, when you start going out in the country and you start seeing your No Obama signs painted on rocks and stuff like that, and listen to those folks that, you know, they shoot a lot of guns, they're not real fond of people, you know, with brown skin, they start getting the message that the country is being taken over by us lefty un-Americans, as Michelle Bachmann would call us, and that you know, the country is going to hell in a handbasket, and their reaction, they're being further pushed by the, you know, the representatives of the Republican Party, you know, toward fear, to believe that this brown guy, who's got some kind of ism behind his name, whether it's socialism or Nazism, you know, and the Republicans, they don't, you know, the people on the right, they don't care what misinformation they believe. They just want to make sure that they get an earful of it enough. And I can tell you for a fact that, you know, working in the construction industry, a lot of these folks, they're buying up guns. That's their reaction.
Well, and you know what, the thing is gun sales have been really, really high, and so high that there's been ammunition shortages, and I just keep coming back to it. It's worth asking the question, worth having the discussion. Hey, Chad, thanks for the call. All right, David in Denver. David, you got about 30 seconds. Fire away.
Okay, I just wanted to ask you to check your logic a little bit on this notion of the Islam and everything. If there are, say there was 10 times as many right-wing radical groups, that doesn't change or affect in any way the reality that Islam is an existential threat to America and the West.
Well, I don't agree that Islam is an existential threat to America and our way of life. I think that is a framing filled with hatred, because if you read the Christian Bible, if you read other scriptures closely, you will find the same. No, don't give me again.
You're going to other religions.
I am going to other religions, because, okay, if Islam is an existential threat to the United States, then so is Christianity, okay? Then so is our other religions. that have committed crimes in the name of their religion and whose scriptures endorse violence. So if you want to draw a distinction, let's be fair. We'll get to it again.
Mario Solis Marriage.
TGIV today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show. Colorado, a finalist in the race to the top. We'll talk about that y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Keep your hands and arms inside the ride at all times. Enjoy your ride.
Scary.
Yeah, you know, it's really scary, paying too much for car insurance.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hi, I'm your local Geico agent.
I bet you.
Yeah, I live in the neighborhood, so if you ever need help saving money on car insurance, I'm always close by. We can sit down and figure out what's best and how to get you the low rates that Geico's known for. Sorry, I didn't catch that. That's what I thought you said.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help insure more than just your car. They can help you with your motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 303-798-3939 today. That's 303-798-3939. Or visit your local GEICO office at 15271 East Mississippi Avenue in Aurora.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Terrible bus crash this morning south of Phoenix. A tour bus, a semi-truck, and a number of cars were involved. At least six people are dead.
The bus overturned. There was a fire. There are emergency crews everywhere. There's just a row of ambulances that are all lined up. So at this point, we really don't know how many patients we're dealing with, but it is incredible out here.
All 21 people aboard the bus were ejected. Maria Piani is with KPHO, and she's on the scene.
We have a lot of people laying on the ground on blankets. There's some stretchers in the area. They brought people in with blankets because it is a cold morning.
Westbound lanes of Interstate 10 have been closed as rescue efforts continue near Phoenix. February unemployment, same as it was as in January, 9.7%. 36,000 jobs were lost overall. Management professor Peter Capelli is with the Wharton School.
Manufacturing is up just a little bit, adding 1,000, but that's certainly better than falling. Construction fell a lot by 64,000 jobs, and a lot of that seems to be weather-related.
At a D.C. subway stop not far from the Pentagon, security asked John Patrick Bedell for his ID.
He was very well armed. I will tell you he had 2 9-millimeter semi-automatic weapons and many magazines.
The Pentagon's chief of police, Richard Kiebel, says Bedell fired at and wounded 2 officers.
He's had some issues in the past. He has had a couple of contacts with the law. He's a very well-educated individual.
Police returned fire, and John Bedell died hours later from his injuries. Officials, including the Secret Service, are trying to determine a motive. Looks like September 11th plotter Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will not be tried in New York City. His case could be heard in a military tribunal at Guantanamo. That's significant, says Juan Zarate, CBS's national security analyst.
This would be a reversal of a high-profile decision by Eric Holder, the attorney general, to use the criminal legal system against the highest-ranking al-Qaeda figures we have in Guantanamo.
It was a tough cruise for hundreds of passengers last month as they left South Carolina. And now, says CBS's Jim Crisula,
it's happened again on the Celebrity Mercury cruise ship. Dozens of people have gotten ill with a stomach bug. For the second consecutive voyage, 400 were sickened during a Caribbean trip from Charleston, South Carolina, that ended February 26th. More than 50 people have gotten sick on the current cruise, which was delayed a day so the ship could be sanitized.
And more than 300 passengers on Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas have been throwing up. They've been at quarantine now at a stop in southeastern Brazil. Most of the tomatoes grown domestically now come from Florida, but a winter cold spell led to shortages and very high prices. 70% of the crop was lost last month. Reggie Brown with the Florida Growers Exchange says consumers who wait may catch a break.
As supplies get very short, prices spike very high. And as we recover with more volume starting in the middle of this month going into April, those prices would normally fall very quickly.
Wall Street, the Dow's up 61. This is CBS News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about the right time to have your vehicle serviced.
Oh, I don't know. I guess now would be good.
Now Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the Works Fuel Saver package. Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So then, right now.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Up to 5-quart oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees. Extra see participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mailing rebate details through 32710.
Just tell me, is it now?
It's now, Mike.
Hey, remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. One of the shooting victims from Deer Creek Middle School told his story today on NBC's Today Show. Eighth grader Matt Tew.
Tired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pain? Anything like that still?
No, not really. Just when I breathe in, when my rib pops. It's normal. Yeah.
You're a skateboarder. Can you get out there soon?
Deer Creek teacher David Benke also appeared telling the story of how he tackled the shooter. Patients who use pot may be sleeping in late this morning after a hearing that lasted late into the night at the state capitol. Hundreds showed up to protest proposed regulations on medical marijuana. Jeff Blue with the Colorado Attorney General's office.
And having dispensaries on the street corners and seeing dispensaries out there tells our youth that it's okay to smoke marijuana, and there's problems with that.
Activists say the proposal infringes on the legal rights of medical marijuana users. In sports, the Avs lost to the Coyotes last night 3-1. Tonight, the Nuggets are at home against the Indiana Pacers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
So we're the highway drive. Pretty good shape this morning. The slowest stretches you're going to find are on either side of I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown. For southbounders, you'll start just past Emerson, making your way past DU on towards Evan. As you're traveling northbound, starts right around Washington, taking you up towards 6th Avenue. Now speeds through both of those are going to dip down into the teens and 20s. Northbounders on I-25 also getting a bit sluggish as you're making your way out of Castle Rock towards the Tech Center. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 47 today and partly cloudy skies. Currently, it is already 40 degrees, though. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Mountain High Appliance in Lewisville this weekend, get an entire Whirlpool black or white kitchen for only $11.99 and 0% financing. More brands open 7 days a week and only 2 minutes from Flatiron Mall. Remodel this weekend with a new kitchen from Whirlpool and MountainHighAppliance.com.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, this is your first night at Fight Club.
You have to fight.
It's Fight Club Friday. We do it every Friday. If you have any issue you want to take up with me, you want to try to take me down, you've got some criticism for me, bring it on. Now's the time. 303-713-7600 or go to our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page and send us an instant message. Also, while you're there, I hope you like the show. You can vote for us in the Westward Best of Denver poll. We've linked to it on our website. And also, we have also linked to a piece in Salon.com, which I think you're going to like, and we're going to get to it on the air here in a few minutes, of celebrities, the most famous, I guess, celebrities who have become conservative Republican mouthpieces. It's a pretty interesting list. We're going to get to it later in the broadcast. So we're just going to open up the lines now, 303-713-7600 for Fight Club Friday. And if you want to weigh in on the topic of the day, the police reporting that the Pentagon shooter yesterday, the second anti-government terrorist attack in 2 weeks. The perpetrator of that had posted anti-government screeds on the internet. And I asked the question, is this more evidence that we are seeing the right-wing anti-government hate machine, the real effects of that hate machine? 303-713-7600. We're going to go to the phones. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Hey, Bob.
How you doing, Dave?
All right, man.
Looking forward to seeing you on Turk tonight.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun event at the Tattered Cover with Tom. Looking forward to seeing you, too.
One thing I'd like you guys to tribute try out is rent Lisa Minnelli and Joel Gray's Cabaret, and that's a very good example of where the country is and where it seems to be going. I mean, there's no guarantee it'll go that way, but it's one of the most haunting and interesting pieces of a movie lore, which is a metaphor for today if you replace certain principles with their characters in your mind as they go through these songs, because it's all there. All the elements are there.
And you're talking about the movie Cabaret.
Oh, it's an extremely great movie. I mean, you guys got to watch that.
You're talking with, like, Liza Minnelli?
Yeah, where they have the money and the the MC. Joel Cray is the best MC, the best character of that movie. I mean, that's his best character he has ever played. I remember when he was interviewed way back when I was younger on the Today Show when he first played that role on Broadway, and I saw the same version of that at the Denver, at the Boulder Dinner Theater one night with a guy of all places who was from Nebraska who played the MC, and it was even a little different version, and it was extremely, extremely haunting. Not a person could speak after that was done.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I will check it out. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call, man. Look forward to seeing you tonight.
Bye-bye.
All right, man. Let's go to Anthony in Centennial. Anthony, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, you know, I want to be honest about it. I tell you the truth of that. When it comes to Obama, it ain't more so his policy. It ain't his ideas. It ain't nothing. It's strictly his color. That's why it's so much hate. I mean, you know, ever since Obama has taken this election, you have had so many nuts go buying weapons because they're so afraid that maybe someday Obama may pass a law, do something to treat them the way they may have treated others. And they have a big fear about it. You know, I listened to this guy that just called a second ago who said that Islam was the threat. You know, I remember back doing slavery, doing lynchings, and doing beheading, how black men were mistreated, that Christianity was used in God's name. We do this because you're not the same color as Jesus Christ.
Anthony, I'm so glad you bring that up. And, it's such a taboo thing to bring up, but it's so important that you're right. If you look back on history, you don't even have to look back on history, by the way. We have up on our website on am760.net, on the David Sirota page, a Christian militant group terrorizing right now the town of Amarillo, Texas. So your point, which is, my problem is that when you take individual actions and ascribe them to entire religions, that's unacceptable. I think it's okay to take... To ask the question, when you see an individual action, to ask the question about the specific ideology they are putting forward. But to simply say, oh, it's all Islam or it's all Christianity, that's my problem. Because if you're going to say that an action, a terrorist action by an individual Muslim person is representative of the entire Muslim religion, then I could just as easily turn around and say, well, Joseph Stack, I'm guessing he was a Christian.
Well, look at Columbine. Look at everything.
Exactly. Then you could just say, well, it's all Christianity.
You know, so, I mean, what makes me so mad about it, the hypocrisy of the Republican Party, all of them. You remember when you was a kid, you remember in the playground, when some kids would lose, they were so a loser, so they want to start a fight. They want to do all kind of stuff because they lost. Instead of just losing and challenging again and trying to win, no. That sounds just like the Republican Party today. They lost the election. They lost in 06. They lost in 08. And they just can't stand it. They can't take it. So they're coming out with all of these fabrication of lies. Some of this stuff, I mean, not some, but 95% of the stuff they can't prove. And the sad part is you do have people that's mentally challenged out here that listen to that stuff and they go take it into their own hands.
That's right.
We have what happened yesterday.
They take it the step farther. And the question that is fair to ask is, are those people taking it a step that's illogical, or is the rhetoric that they are hearing on Fox News, that they are hearing from right-wing talk show hosts, from people who are supposed to be in a position of responsibility, are those people taking their cues from those media and political leaders who are effectively inciting this? That's a fair question. And obviously, the people who are inciting this don't want that question asked, but we're going to ask it here on AM 760. Anthony, thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Phil in Highlands Ranch. Phil, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
Yeah, hi. I heard you refer to use the term, I think, Christian hate group, and then you talk about people, you doing things in Christianity. And I have to caveat here. I am not a Christian, and I'm not an expert on Christianity, but from what I know, I grew up in this country, so I've been surrounded by Christians all my life and exposed to it. I'm not aware of what example or words of Christ one would invoke to justify an act of hatred or terror or violence. Can you hold me in on that?
How about the guy who killed the abortion doctor last year?
Yeah, what words of Christ did he...
Kansas is a hotbed of conservative, anti-choice, Christian anti-choice fervents. Now, the issue is... You will say, well, he's not, you know, he went and killed the abortion doctor because he's a crazy person. And obviously, yeah, you got a screw loose if you do something like that. Right. I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
But the issue here is, if you're pretending, if you're going to come onto the radio here and pretend that, for instance, anti-choice Christian groups in a place like Kansas, not all of them, but some of them,
mm-hmm,
don't cite the Bible and don't cite religious metaphors, religious scripture, as in part a reason why they do what they do, then you're not being honest with yourself.
Well, let me tell you, David, I would say that they cite the Bible all day long to justify their opposition to abortion. I'd like to see where they cite Christ's words or deeds to justify violence in support of that opposition. That's my point.
Well, why don't you check our website at am760.net? And you can go over there right now. I'll give you another example. And I can look up in the break, I can look up exactly what the killer has said and what other abortion doctor killers have said. My guess is it's going to take me about 5 seconds on Google to find those people citing religious precepts. So you go on our website at am760.net, and you can look at a group called Repent Amarillo, calling themselves the Army of God, calling themselves creating a warfare map to target people who are against what they say is their version of Christianity. Phil, are insisting that nobody commits hateful acts or has committed hateful acts, violent, intimidating acts in the name of Christianity, then Phil, I think you need to get yourself checked out, because I think you're not living in the same universe as most of the rest of us. It's like the old Woody Allen line that Woody Allen said. Excuse me, Dwayne, I've got an appointment back on the planet Earth. Thanks for your call, Phil. Let's go to Jerry in Boulder. Jerry, you're on AM 760.
Hey, yeah, my vote for Schmuck of the Year is Senator Michael Bennett. I mean, he's taken us Colorado voters as fools. But this election cycle ploy of calling for the public option, where was he a year ago when the public option was pulled off? While he diddled, another 45,000 Americans died because they couldn't afford to see a doctor, and another 2 million Americans filed for bankruptcy because of medical indebtedness. So,
Jerry, I think your criticism is a fair criticism, Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett has always officially supported the idea of a public option. That is true. He has said that. Has he fought for it? Not to where I would want him to fight for it until recently. Now, I want you to do me a favor. Check my column today, my newspaper column. It's out in the Fort Collins, Colorado today. It's going to be in the Denver Post tomorrow. We're going to link it on our website. It's actually about exactly what you're talking about. And I'm not trying to deter you from naming Michael Bennett Schmuck of the Week. What I'm trying to do is, I want us all to consider that while we can name our Schmucks of the Week, and yours is a valid one, it's not my Schmuck of the Week, but it's everyone's right to have their own Schmuck of the Week. But my point here is to look at it more systematically. And what I see from Michael Bennett is what I see from democracy that I talk about a lot.
That
he is moving because he faces an aggressive primary challenge. And that this is how our democracy is supposed to work. That when we don't have contested elections, our representatives or so-called representatives are not going to represent us. So I will just take the other side of this and say whether you think Bennett's a schmuck for not fighting harder earlier, I'm just glad the system is working. I'm glad that we're going to have a contested primary, that we're going to have a contested election, because as a system, that proves to me that now that he's pushing the public option at the level I want him to push it, it proves to me that, you know what, democracy works. And you know what? This is why both parties, the party apparatuses, don't want democracy to work, because it pushes them to take on tough interests.
But as long as money is what's awash in Congress, we are not being represented. And the only person in this race who's pledged off of accepting corporate campaign finance money is Andrew Romanoff. And I commend him, and I think that all Americans ought to start looking. If you want your democracy back, you better start putting people in Congress who wave off this corporate money.
It's a fair point, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, it's a great point. Thanks for the call, man. 8:19 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, up next, who are the celebrities who have become spokespeople for the Republican Party, for the hardcore right-wing Republican Party? We're talking about movie actors, those kinds of people. Who are they? Salon.com has got a list of them. I'm going to read you a list of some of them. Some of them you wouldn't really expect, or at least I didn't expect. It's linked on our website at am760.net.
Cliff Clavin.
I know, Cliff Clavin. Cliff Clavin is a hardcore Republican activist.
Well, and they mentioned, you know, there's a couple names. Like Victoria Jackson's an obvious one, the SNL former comedian. She's been an anti.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
That?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I didn't
She's
know
been
that.
Saying some inflammatory stuff for years, yeah. Man. Years.
Yeah. So. Well, and John Voight, man. John Voight.
Yeah.
He is so far gone. He is a real piece of work. So check our website, am760.net. Also on our website, you'll find that link to this Amarillo hate group. We had a caller just a little
while
ago.
There's no such thing as Christian hate groups. It's a misnomer. How can that be possible, Dave?
Yeah. Well, just check our website. I sent this article to Turk yesterday. You're not going to believe what's going on down in Amarillo, Texas.
I've forwarded that to almost everybody I know, Dave.
It's really, really creepy. So check our website, am760.net. It's Fight Club Friday if you want to criticize me on any issue whatsoever, including our topic of the day is the Pentagon shooter. He did an anti-government screed, apparently, according to police, before he went off on his escapades.
Can I ask you something about this? Because we're getting a lot of instant messages here about, like, you know, he's a 9/11 truther, and that's what people on the left... Are 9/11 truthers really liberals, Dave?
I don't think you have to be a...
Because, you know, he's like, oh, this is stuff you hear on your station all the time.
Yeah, well,
I don't hear Ed Schultz talking about 9/11. I don't hear, you know, on our station talking about that.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear. If you are railing on the concept of government, like Joseph Stack did, if you're railing on taxes, if you are railing on government, apparently, like the Pentagon shooter did, if you're saying the government is so fundamentally evil that you are willing to physically attack it, to me,
that is not a liberal view.
That is not a liberal viewpoint. Liberals support the concept of government, period. I mean, that's obvious. And the thing is, people who would argue that, oh, Joseph Stack was a lefty and this guy was a lefty, frankly, I've got one word for that. That's pathetic.
Yeah.
That's just pathetic. And to claim that that's liberal... And that, oh, you know, Glenn Beck calling for the eradication of progressives, no, that's no big deal. And the Conservative Political Action Conference being all about how the government is evil. And the Republican Party putting out a memo saying we want to stoke fear of Obama and a socialist government. Saying, oh, none of that is important. That is just pathetic. Now, if you want to take issue with me, 303-713-7600. It's Fight Club Friday. We'll get to it after a traffic update with John Turner.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is pretty busy on the freeway systems around Denver. Not going to find any accidents, though. That's a pretty nice deal for us. C-470 stacked up eastbound side, loosened up past Quebec. Sun glare might be an issue for folks heading in the eastbound direction. Stop and go coming southbound on I-25. Basically going to hit it 104th to 84th. I-70 past Spear, again from Emerson Street up to around Evans. Northbounders slow from Surrey Ridge to Lincoln, again from Washington Street to 6th Avenue. One accident out there, it's on 6th Ave at Peoria. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy, breezy, possible scattered rain or snow showers, but it's looking like that may not happen. Maybe delegated to areas in the front range. Look for a high around 50, right now 37 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What?
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text speakup to 411-247.
And rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or call 303-469-0808. That's Best Way Insulation, 303-469-0808.
Coin experts everywhere are hailing it as the biggest discovery in the past 20 years. A gleaming cache of classic U.S. gold coins, recently found hidden deep in the vaults of a bank in Paris, France. And now, the New York Mint is releasing a very limited number of these amazing U.S. gold coins to the public. For free historical information and a free DVD, call now, 1-800-300-7026. Known as the Rive d'Or Collection, which literally means River of Gold, these brilliant, uncirculated U.S. gold coins have been hidden away, untouched and unseen for nearly 100 years. Each is as gleaming and fresh as the day it left the mint. The New York Mint is now releasing these classic U.S. gold coins to the public on a strict first-come, first-served basis, only for as long as supplies last. Don't miss this rare opportunity to own a valuable piece of American history. For your free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now, 1-800-300-7026, 1-800-300-7026.
There's never been a better time to find the home of your dreams. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know the home buyer tax credit has been extended and expanded. Current homeowners can receive a $6,500 tax credit. First-time buyers are still eligible to receive an $8,000 credit. The opportunity of a lifetime ends April 30th. Talk to a realtor for qualification details or visit houselogic.com/homebuyer tax credit. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Income qualification applies. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from Lending Tree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, parents, you don't need the latest gizmo slang or clothes to be a perfect parent, because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Colorado's Progressive Talk begins with David Sirota, mornings at 7.
The political system doesn't listen to the people enough.
Followed by Ed Schultz at 10.
Washington is broken. We all know that.
It's Tom Hartman at 1.
Let's stick it to the working people of America.
Mario Afternoons at 4.
This entire debate has a brand new level of momentum.
Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7. And stay up for Alan Colmes, weeknights at 10.
You kind of never know what you're going to get.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It happens every day.
AM760.net.
A26 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Who are some of the right wing's most outspoken celebrities? Salon.com's got its special piece about this up on its website. We've linked it on am760.net. Let me read you a couple here, because some of them I knew, some of them I didn't. Leading its list is John Voight. He's obviously a famous actor, Angelina Jolie's father. Politically, he has abandoned his old counterculture roots, says Salon. Today, he busies himself headlining Tea Party rallies on Capitol Hill and accusing President Obama of creating a socialist state on Fox News. Here's another one. Ted Nugent. I've known about that. That guy's a lunatic. Chuck Norris. Yeah. Chuck Norris works at the same column syndicator as me. Stephen Baldwin, which is a little bit strange, considering he's related to Alec Baldwin, right? I think he is, and Alec Baldwin's kind of like a big liberal. Dennis Miller, that guy really jumped the shark. Dennis Miller really destroyed his career by becoming a right-winger. Ricky Schroeder, apparently he is a huge right-winger. Salon notes that the former Silver Spoon star recently told the conservative website CNS News that he opposes, shocker, efforts to raise taxes on the wealthy. How appropriate. Let's see here. Larry Miller, the comedian who was in Best in Show, the hilarious comedian. Apparently he's some super right-winger. And Cliff Clavin, John Ratzenberger. He campaigned for John McCain in 2008 and is called President Obama's health care plan socialism and has raised money for Minnesota Republican governor and presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty. He's also claiming to be considering a U.S. Senate bid from Connecticut in 2012. So you can check the website, am760.net, for the list of all of Salon.com's conservative spokespeople. Celebrity spokespeople. 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones now. Is the Pentagon shooting yet another example of the anti-government right-wing rhetoric going too far and becoming a national security threat? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones now. Let's go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM760.
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, I think my MO is just going to be to nominate the Republican Party as schmucks of the week every week, because I am losing patience with their hypocrisy. I'm a child of the 60s, and we had the Weathermen. We had a lot of anti-government groups. There was some violent, you know, there was violence against the U.S. government. And Sarah Palin made big hay on her campaign trail trying to make a lot out of a paper-thin connection between Obama and Bill Hayes. And she was whipping those...
Bill Ayers.
I mean, Bill Ayers.
Right.
Sorry, thank you. Bill Ayers. And she was whipping those birthers and the early tea parties into
right.
a...
Right, she said Obama's palling around with terrorists.
With terrorists,
Right. And, you know, it's really... Frank Rich in the New York Times last weekend said that the real question should be, at this point, he thinks, not that are the Democrats palling around with terrorists, but are the Republicans, are they... at least figuratively palling around with anti-government terrorists. That's what Frank Rich said. And I think it's, you know, I don't think they're palling around with them, but I go back to the idea that it's fair to ask the question, are Republicans, the memo coming out this week saying they want to incite fear, that's from the Republican Party. You got the right-wing hate machine saying they want to eradicate progressives. Are they effectively, a CPAC conference, that says the government is evil. That's its overarching message. Are they effectively inciting anti-government violence?
Oh, I definitely believe they are. And I'm with Turk. I mean, it definitely has me spooked. I've been, you know, I keep like a little radar up ever since those people at the Palin rallies were shouting terrorist and kill him. My mm-hmm. radar has been up on all of this.
You know what? And I don't know why I forgot that, but I should have mentioned that in the past. It's a good point. It's you had people saying that right, kill him and making all sorts of violent screams when at Republican official Republican rallies when they were talking about Obama. So you want to talk about violent rhetoric? You're right. It's been around for forever, but certainly it has been intensified, and it is fair to ask the question. And people don't want us to ask the question, but we're going to ask it. Kat, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. Let's go to Al in Denver. Al, you're on AM760.
I tell you who needs an Oscar, David. It's Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and guys like that. I think they're missing on the Oscar nomination list, because the acting job that they've done over the past year has been superb, and it's worked. I mean, it's scary because I'm a Christian minister, okay? And I work around a lot of people who have this type of view, and I really don't understand it. And when I challenge them on why is all of a sudden the government and Obama, the big devil in the room, and the world's going to come crashing down in the 5 minutes, they always have these really strange, outlandish reasons about the apocalypse and the otherwise, and what Sean Hannity said and what Rush said. I was watching Rachel Maddow last night, and about how the militia in Shreveport, Louisiana, called the Exodus Group and all this stuff. And it's what's scary is I sit and I talk, and when I challenge them and say, where is that in the Bible? How does that follow the tenets of the faith? And they're, yeah, it does. It very much so does, because we have to take it back from these evil people. And really, psychologically, they believe that this is an evil place now. In the course of a year, America's turned from this quote-unquote Christian nation, which I don't use that term, because the forefathers, to me, they're, while good people, we need to understand, can enslave and do something to folks and then say, yes, you're this great follower of Jesus Christ. But we've turned from all of this. Now, all of a sudden, we're the most evil place on the face of the earth. But it's not a joke to these people. They're very serious about it. And let me tell you, they're putting a lot of money where their mouth is. And I think that's why we're seeing this increase.
Well, you know, and I hope, and it hasn't happened yet, but you look, you'd hope that, that rational Republicans, you'd hope that rational religious leaders like yourself would stand up and say, you know what, this is not okay. This is, we're going in a direction that is just simply not acceptable. And I don't think we've heard enough of those voices.
We haven't, and when you do, my thing is this. They say, well, you just defended. Here's my thing. If you have an verifiable a cause, a reason that makes sense that you disagree with him on a policy decision, tell me. Tell me what you disagree with, and that's fine. We're not looking to agree on everything, but the problem is that most often it's not a policy decision. It's some type of ideological decision or moral point or some other point that doesn't exist. And you're right. I cannot. It's so hard to my other pastor friends to tell them to kind of get out there, because then it looks as if you're going against Christendom. And to me, the two have nothing to do with one another.
No, that's right. And that's how it polarizes the debate. And that's what's so problematic about it, too. When you wrap hatred in the veneer of any religion, you then basically say that anybody who doesn't subscribe to that hate is a blasphemer. And that's what's particularly so dangerous about religious hate-based acts, whether they're Christian or Muslim or any other religion that these acts are shrouded in. That's really the problem with it. And I just keep going back to this point. If people are going to ascribe to the entire Muslim faith the actions of one or two or a couple of people in that faith, extremists in that faith, then you better be prepared to do the same thing when extremism is committed by Christians. And that's a double standard, and if you can't deal with that double standard, then you're not being honest. Hey, Al, great call. Thanks for the call, man. 8:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, going to give you an update from the state legislature. Some good news on that gender discrimination bill in health care. And also, should beers be allowed? Should you be allowed to have basically open containers of beers at fairs? There's a bill on that. We'll fill you in on that. Also, medical marijuana, the schedule for when that's going to be voted on. And then we'll get more of your calls here on Fight Club Friday. If you want to take me on any issue, 303-713-7600. And, of course, nominations for your Schmuck of the Week. I have my nomination, but I'm gonna keep it quiet.
I've been getting votes, Dave.
What have people been saying?
Well, I got one minor one for my views on wanting the Olympics and for being a sexist
pig
yesterday.
Oh, you've gotten votes. You've gotten some votes. Yeah, Turk's gotten some votes. Well, I always get votes. I'm sure people are going to call and say that I'm Schmuck of the Week.
I dig it.
It's good.
Vote for Turk.
Hey, as long as people are voting, right? Vote for who you need to vote for.
Send us instant messages as well.
Yeah, am760.net. All right, let's get a traffic update.
All right, Dave. Traffic looking pretty good for us around the metro so far this morning, except for right now, this just coming down, new crash northbound I-25 near Orchard. Delays back around Dry Creek already, and those will grow as you try to get out of Castle Rock and into downtown. Also busy southbound I-25 between I-70 and Spear Boulevard. Also got this other crash at University and Ohio. That's just a little south of Alameda. C-470 stacked up eastbound side, loosen up to the interstate. Westbounders shouldn't see any problems. 6th Avenue also a little bunched up. Sheridan all the way down to I-25. Snow is falling up in the high country, basically between Idaho Springs and Eagle. There's spots you're going to run into it. Also falling on I-25 between Fort Collins and the Wyoming state line. Dense fog still out east around Lyman and the Kansas state line. Your forecast today, Cloudy skies, chance for scattered rain, snow showers, highs in the upper 40s. Weekend forecast, tomorrow, sunny, high of 52. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 55. Currently, 38 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There are lots of things that make Pearle Vision clearly different, like the way they're upfront about costs so there are no surprises at the register. Visit PearleVision.com today and see all the ways Pearle Vision does things a little bit different to make your experience a whole lot better. Pearle Vision, clearly different.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The following is the voice of someone who reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance. How was it working with the BSA?
Very simple, very easy, completely confidential. I think the whole phone call maybe took 5 minutes. They just asked a few general questions, and from there they sort of took everything over on their own.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
Lines. Has your skin lost its radiant, youthful appearance? If you answered yes to any of these questions, we'd like to send you a free trial of hydroxytone. Simply call 1-800-900-0684. Clinically proven hydroxytone visibly erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view for younger-looking, more radiant skin. The results are so impressive, it was included in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards, and women who've tried it have called it life-changing. If you want to see the dramatic results yourself and take years off your skin risk-free, call now for this exclusive radio offer. That's a free trial of hydroxytone at 1-800-900-0684. This is a limited-time offer. 1-800-900-0684.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle, Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee. So why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service, why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know.
See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership, visit genuineservice.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12/31/10. Competitors ad required.
Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
Here on Fight Club Friday, 303-713-7600 if you want to take me on any issue. Also, if you want to nominate your Schmuck of the Week, I've got my Schmuck of the Week, but I'm going to hold off on telling you who it is for a little while because I want to get to some breaking news off the wire. This just in, a new poll about the Colorado Senate race. We just had on Andrew Romanoff to talk about Michael Bennett's new proposal on getting special interests allegedly out of politics. That's what Michael Bennett calls it. Andrew Romanoff taking issue with that. The new poll, this is from Rasmussen. Colorado's race for the U.S. Senate is considerably tighter this month, especially if Democratic incumbent Michael Bennett isn't in the race. The latest Rasmussen report poll finds that Republican Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton is in a virtual tie with former Democratic State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. Norton earns 44% of the vote to Romanoff's 42%. 6% prefer some other candidate, and 9% are undecided. Norton's been the clear leader in the race in several previous surveys. She led Romanoff by 12 points in January. Against Bennett, here's the key point. Against Bennett, Norton still posts a 9-point lead, 48-39. So she's got a 2-point lead over Romanoff and a 9-point lead over Bennett. So my guess is this is going to be a boost, these numbers, for Andrew Romanoff's campaign. Pretty interesting numbers. An update from the Colorado legislature. The bill to end gender discrimination in health insurance moves a step closer to being reality. So that is good news out of the legislature. A vote on medical marijuana, the big medical marijuana bill, that's going to be delayed until next week. We will stay on top of that for you. And also, this bill about beers at fairgrounds, apparently the legislature is considering loosening the laws about whether beers can be allowed in a sort of open container way at fairs. The Senate Agriculture Committee approved three members of the Colorado State Fair Authority Board of Commissioners and a bill that would allow alcohol to be carried throughout the fairgrounds. I think we're talking about the state fairgrounds. Yeah, we are talking about the state fairground. Presently, alcohol consumers at the fair in most cases must guzzle or dump their drinks before exiting tents and arenas where they are sold. So that is moving forward. We'll go to the phones, 303-713-7600, Fight Club Friday. And the question of the day is the attack on the Pentagon yesterday, the second anti-government terrorist attack in the last 2 weeks. Is this more proof that the Department of Homeland Security a year ago was right when it said that right-wing anti-government militias and anti-government rhetoric were posing an increasing national security threat to the country, or is it something else? 303-713-7600. You can also instant message us at AM760. And nominations for Schmuck of the Week. Chrissy in Lafayette. Chrissy, you're on AM760.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
All right.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Well, I actually wanted to talk to you a little bit about yesterday and the whole billboard thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I totally agree with Turk on this one.
You're with Turk.
I'm totally with
Turk. All right.
I think that if women would, you know, if women can make a living showing a little bit of cleavage now and then, really, who's it harming? If they can't find a job doing anything else, I mean, it's better than what a lot of girls in Vegas do. It's better than, you know, dancing. So why not?
I think it, I mean, at an individual level during a recession, sure. I mean, the problem is that, you know, the question yesterday was, where do you draw the line, right? Because when you watch, let's take the play, Les Miserables, right?
Sure.
Les Miserables, it was, you know, awful economic times in France, grinding poverty, and part of the storyline is that that one of the ways women could get employed was to become prostitutes. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know, what's going on that we were talking about yesterday has anything to do with prostitution.
Right.
But you get my point here, is that where do we as a culture, and I'm not talking about a legal line because, you know, the billboard is legal, but as sort of a matter of what we as a society say is acceptable, where do we draw the line?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder where you draw the line.
Well, you have to think about our society versus a lot of other societies, too. You look at a lot of European societies where they view sex as a less harmful thing to see on television and in the media than killing and violence.
Mm.
So,
that's,
you know,
a good point.
I saw a little kid in my neighborhood walking around with a water gun and a full black mask on the other day, and I was like, what is this kid doing? So to me, seeing a woman's cleavage is a lot less harmful than, you know, little kids trying to be like the military.
Chrissy, I cannot argue with that. Obviously cannot argue with that, and you're right. We there is a real problem with this. As you bring up just a good point that a society that seems to have pretty conflicting and uncomfortable views about sexuality, mm-hmm. It seems completely permissive when it comes to media exploitation and glorification of violence.
It
is a very, very good point. Hey, thanks for the call. Happy Friday,
you're
okay?
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, see ya. Let's go to Linda calling in from Buffalo, New York. Hey, Linda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good. I'm calling because I'd like to nominate two schmucks of the week.
Go for it.
They are Udall and Bennett.
You're nominating both of them. All right, let's hear why.
Four. Voting against Bernie Sanders' bill for $250 for people on Social Security, people who are disabled, and veterans. They can vote for all these private contractors, wars, and nuclear plants and all this other. They have money for that, but they don't have money for the least of people who really need that money because they haven't had their COLA increase.
The economy has
been so flat.
Did this bill come to a vote on the floor of the Senate?
Yes, it did, and they were part of the 10 Democrats who voted against them, and they're getting my outrage calls today.
All right. You know, I have to look up that bill. I don't know why I missed it. I don't usually miss stuff like that. Was that this week?
It was just yesterday.
Okay. All right. I will look it up in our break, and I'll fill people in on that. If what you're saying is true, and I have no reason to not believe it's true, but I will double check it, then those are worthy nominations. Linda, thank you so much for calling in from Buffalo.
Okay.
It's good talking to you. Let's go to Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph. Hey, Ralph.
Hi, Dave. Three quick points. Number one, terrorism is basically defined by our laws as two things. One, dangerous criminal activity involving possible serious injury or death. And second, with the purpose of changing government policy. Given that, it's no wonder that the terrorist watch list has almost doubled in the last 3 years. But the problem with a watch list and actually doing something about it is a vast chasm. That's point two now. Obama may be the last best hope of our constitutional government. That means that he's got to enforce the anti-terrorist laws equally. But he doesn't seem to be doing so. My third point is with regard to Cabaret. When you watch it, there's a beer garden scene where the Nazi youth come and sing in a beautiful voice. And suddenly, as the crowd starts individually standing up, someone who looks very much like a German socialist, steam pipe fitter, big bulky man gets up. That's sort of where I think Germany lost it. And that's the question that we really have to ask with regard to Obama. Being a nice guy is very nice. But is this a situation where we need to have terrorism on both the right and the left, Islamic and Christianity, equally opposed?
And Ralph, that is one of the most taboo things that you could say, but it's one of also the most important things to discuss, because you're right. We as a society, and even in our government, the way the government talks about these things, there is a double standard. And we are not being honest with ourselves, and we're not being honest to the Constitution when we make distinctions based on our own biases. Very, very good point. Ralph, thanks for the call. 850 here on AM 760 at Progressive Talk. I'm going to look up that vote on Social Security that was just mentioned earlier. And also, I'm going to fill you in after the break about the anti-choice so-called personhood amendment here in Colorado. What's going on with that? I think I got some good news for you, for those of you who consider yourselves pro-choice. We'll take more of your nominations for Schmuck of the Week. And also, it is Fight Club Friday after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, crews made a quick work of that accident northbound I-25 around Orchard. It's already up and out of the way. Small delays back around Dry Creek. That's where speeds will start dipping into the 30s. Also going to be slow going for you. Emerson Street Bridge up to 6th Avenue. Southbound approach into downtown. Dragging from 70 past Spear. Rest of the freeways looking pretty decent. Maybe some jams on 225 southbound side after Parker Road. And still just one crash out there. University and Ohio. It has been a really quiet morning as far as accidents are concerned. Snow falling on I-25 up north between Fort Collins and Wyoming. The forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, possible scattered rain or snow showers. Look for a high of 50. Right now, 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Chevy Truck Month with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on every full-size pickup. And they come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. Length of contract limited, not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 1st, 2010.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. There are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact 2. Geico can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important, because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So Geico can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit geico.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
Family owned and operated since 1976. Best Way Insulation is saving the planet one house at a time. Best Way Insulation is proud to be the official insulation company of the David Sirota Show and wants to help every listener save money and preserve the planet. Best Way specializes in improving a home's existing insulation and can help you take advantage of tax credits and energy company rebates available in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
Did look up this bill that was just mentioned that Mark Udall and Michael Bennett did vote against. Senator Bernie Sanders lost a bid this week to boost the income of 55 million Social Security recipients to offset the elimination of a cost of living increase. The measure received 47 votes in the Senate. It needed 60 to pass. Among the Democrats voting against it, with all Republicans, was Mark Udall and Michael Bennett. So there you go. 8:53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Colorado Personhood Amendment, the so-called Personhood Amendment, that would try to restrict a woman's right to choose by basically declaring a fetus or even a fertilized egg as a person, that is not apparently going to make the ballot. That's what the Colorado Independent is reporting. We'll go back to the phones. It is Fight Club Friday. If you want to take me on any issue whatsoever, we've been talking about right-wing or anti-government terrorism, the Pentagon attack. Police are reporting that the attacker put an anti-government screed on the Internet just before the attack. Is this more proof that anti-government hatred is a real national security threat? 303-713-7600. Our friend Cliff from Denver. Hey, Cliff, we played your intro music. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I've got a list here that from the FBI website. Oh, it looks like it was someone printed it off there, but it says that since 9/11, including the attacks on 9/11, there have been 31 attacks motivated by Muslim hatred of Westerners, of which there are 83 deaths. These included snipers and honor killings. And that, remember those Washington, D.C. killers? John Mark Carr and whatever his name was. Remember that?
John Malvo, yeah. I was actually in D.C. when those were happening.
So I think it's a mistake to equate the right-wing killings, or even if these are with the radical Muslim killings.
You're saying based on the total numbers.
Yeah, and actually more not necessarily the deaths, but actually the attacks. It's kind of shocking. There's been so many that seem to have gone unreported.
Well, let's be clear. I'm not absolving any attack from anybody, and I don't think and you're not saying I am, but my point here is that I take them as they come, right? I mean, I'm not equating. I don't want to get into a debate about who's done more, who's done less. All I'm saying is I'm making a much more simple point that terrorism is terrorism, and we should be honest with ourselves about saying that terrorism is terrorism, no matter what it's motivated by. And it seems that I quoted the New York Times. I mean, the New York Times reported that in terms of the IRS attack. Right, that network news anchors were hesitant to even call the IRS attack a terrorist attack, and to me, I'm just making the point. Let's just be honest and call terrorism terrorism. Now, I do think it's an interesting question, Cliff, and I'll ask how you feel about this. Is an attack on a military installation, is that terrorism? Is that terrorism, or is that an attack? If this is a supposed war on terrorism, is somebody attacking the Fort Hood shooter? I'm not saying it's not a heinous crime, but is that terrorism?
Well, I think in our minds it is, but I think in maybe their minds it's an act of war. So I guess it's...
But I guess what I'm saying is if we're at war, and I just, I'm only raising that, it's a heinous attack. I just ask ourselves the question, what does the word terrorism then even mean if an attack on a military installation is the same as an attack on a civilian installation, right? We've sort of made the word not mean anything.
Exactly, because it's been watered down. Plus, you know, I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's also a mistake that the administration doesn't use what they use for the global war on terror. They call it overseas something contingency operations or something, and terrorist attacks are actually called man causes us. I don't understand why they do that, because what's happened now is the terrorist attack yesterday on the Pentagon is, or even an honor killing is lumped into the same group as.
That's right, and I agree with you in the sense that I think we've made the word terrorism meaningless. I think we've actually just made it mean Muslim, and I think that's a problem that we have got to. Use that word in the way that it should be used. All right, up next, Christy Harvey will take more of your calls after the national news.
Mr. TV, and speaking on behalf of the TVs in many good homes today, I'm asking you for some digital love from Comcast. I'm talking about the Comcast Digital TV package, and you're going to love the price. $29.99 a month for 6 months for the digital channels that every TV wants. Plus, listen to this, you're going to love free HBO for 6 months. That's all 8 channels of HBO and HBO On Demand, including the premiere of the new war epic, The Pacific. You'll get Discovery, Food Network, Altitude, Fox Sports, and Animal Planet. Plus your local channels and video on demand for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. And did I mention free HBO for 6 months? It's a great deal of TV. Call 1-800-COMCAST by Sunday, March 7th. Your TV will thank you.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
You don't have to live with dark under-eye circles and bags. Call now to get your free trial of Hydralyze and start seeing brighter, younger-looking eyes. And tell your dad about it, too. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-8127. 1-800-600-8127.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A bad wreck south of Phoenix.
We have 6 people deceased on scene.
Police say many of those killed and injured were on a tour bus. Reporter Maria Piani.
There was a bus that was traveling into the Phoenix area. It actually hit a passenger car. It then lost control, flipped several times onto its side, off an embankment. All 21 people on board that bus were ejected.
Rescue teams set up a triage area in the middle of an interstate to deal with the injured. Could have been worse is what economists are saying about the February jobless numbers. The government says employers shed 36,000 jobs and the unemployment rate held at 9.7%.
We saw a big drop back in January, so obviously, holding constant is actually pretty good news for this number.
Economist David Weiss. Pentagon police say a California man drove for weeks to get to the nation's capital before opening fire on 2 Pentagon police officers yesterday. They were slightly hurt. The man, John Patrick Bedell, was killed in the return fire. Homeland Security correspondent Bob Orr.
Police say Bedell apparently acted alone, but his motive remains somewhat of a mystery. He reportedly had a history of depression. And a person with the same name had posted anti-military rants and doubts about the 9/11 attacks on the Internet.
They say Bedell was heavily armed with 2 automatic weapons and ammunition. The word is White House advisors say the self-proclaimed 9/11 mastermind and others may face a military tribunal, not a civilian trial. The original plan was New York City. Then, after criticism, a willingness to move the proceedings.
If there is a reversal in policy, it's not going to mean a quick or a simple trial for Muhammad. There are still many parts of the tribunal process that still aren't legally stable, some 8.5 years after 9/11. So we will see a lot of challenges by his lawyers in any event.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. It's been a day of heavy aftershocks in earthquake-scarred Chile. One was a magnitude 6.8. Caused people before dawn to run into the streets of many southern towns. Chile's president says it's going to take years to rebuild the hardest-hit places. In the Middle East today, a clash at a disputed holy place.
Israeli police stormed into the Mosque of Al-Aqsa compound in Jerusalem's Old City and clashed with Palestinians who threw stones at the nearby Western Wall. Police used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the crowd at the site Jews call the Temple Mount. At Friday prayers, the preacher accused Israel of seizing control of the Islamic holy places, and he called on Muslims to resist. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
The search is on for two skiers missing in Washington State. Searchers following tracks in the snow to an out-of-bounds area at the Crystal Mountain Resort. That's part of the Mount Rainier National Park. Wall Street, the Dow is up 93. This is CBS News.
I'm a pediatric nurse in a hospital, so I know firsthand how hard it can be to try and take a sick kid's temperature. They're tired and scared, they're squirmy and fussy. Getting an accurate read used to be a major undertaking, but not anymore. Now we use the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer. Just one quick swipe across the forehead and you get an accurate temperature. More accurate than an ear, and as accurate as a rectal thermometer. And the best part, you can even use it while the kids are sleeping.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Changing the way the world takes temperature. Home model available at Costco and other fine retailers.
Apples and oranges, night and day, plain old text email, and email marketing with Constant Contact. The differences are pretty amazing. Plain old email is just, well, plain. Constant Contact is real email marketing. In minutes, you get professional-looking newsletters with photos, your logo, everything. You've seen these great-looking emails from other small businesses. Now, it's your turn. Plans as low as $15 a month and free phone support from real live people. ConstantContact.com. There's nothing plain about it.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Prescription pot users say they're being forced into a tough spot with the state trying to regulate medical marijuana.
If I can't medicate at the center, then I'm going to find somebody who will help me and not rip me off and be in a place where it's not illegal.
Michael Moffitt is one of 80 patients who testified at the state capitol last night upset over proposals to limit dispensaries. State lawmakers expect a vote on a proposal next week. The plan for a four-day school week has got some parents worried in Pueblo. District 70 plans to switch to a shortened school week this fall to save money. Some parents say they'll have to enroll their students somewhere else then. Greg Sin with Pueblo City School says they've already taken in some of the transfers.
It's not something that we're aggressively pursuing. We feel their pain, and I know we're going to be feeling our own pain here very soon when we start our own budget-cutting process.
The district expects to lose more elementary school students, as some parents say they'll have trouble getting an extra day of child care. In sports, the Avs lost to the Coyotes last night 3-1. Tonight, the Nuggets are at home against the Indiana Pacers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Police have cleaned up an accident in the tech center that occurred northbound I-25 right around Orchard, so speeds are getting back to normal. Same deal for westbounders on I-70. We'd seen some late delays between Pecos and Federal. Southbound 225 looks like it's pretty much back to normal as you're making your way between Parker Road and I-25. Surface Street crash is going to be out of the way in about the next 10 minutes, but you're going to find some activity at University in Ohio. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day, but mild temperature wise with a high of around 47, 48 degrees. Currently just a little bit breezy, but it's already 43. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that.
Lois here. Join me at Invesco Field on March 6th for Mile High Miracles, a celebration of the 1977 Denver Broncos and their trip to Denver's first Super Bowl. Enjoy a cocktail party, silent auction, and dinner. Proceeds benefit Danny's Foundation. Purchase tickets at 850KOA.com.
Rota mornings at 7.
The political system doesn't listen to the people enough.
Followed by Ed Schultz at 10.
Washington is broken. We all know that.
It's Tom Hartman at 1.
Let's stick it to the working people of America.
Mario afternoons at 4.
This entire debate has a brand new level of momentum.
Randy Rhodes evenings at 7. And stay up for Alan Colmes weeknights at 10.
You kind of never know what you're going to get.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
It happens every day.
AM760.net.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
906 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We were talking about violent right-wing Christian themes, and the caller had called up and said he doesn't believe that ever happens. Well, Turk just emailed me this from Crooks and Liars. The American Family Association, a religious right group, is urging that the killer whale that killed that trainer in SeaWorld be put down, preferably by stoning. Now, I'm not making this up. Citing the whale's history, the group is slamming SeaWorld for not listening to scripture and how to deal with the animal. The group says the ancient civil code, when an ox gores a man or woman to death, the ox shall be stoned and its flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner shall not be liable. I mean, yeah, there's no such thing as violent rhetoric coming out of Christianity on some very, very fringe extremes. And that's not all Christianity. But to deny that kind of stuff exists is just absolutely absurd. All right, joining us now is Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We talk to Christy every week at this time as we are usually preparing for our Friday beer and bagel segment. We do have Bristol Brewing Company coming in the next segment, and we're taking your nominations for Schmuck of the Week. All right, Christy, do you have a nomination for Schmuck of the Week?
Well, first, how long would it take to stone a whale?
A 22,000-pound whale? Yeah, that's a good question. I didn't think about that.
There's stuff in the Bible, too, about how you choose stones and things like that. Like, you don't just drop a boulder on somebody.
That's right. That's right. And I think you're right.
That would take a long time.
Yeah, that would take a lot of stones. That would take a lot of stones.
And they would be very, very violent. I mean, all stoning is violent, but a 23-day stoning marathon?
I mean, seriously, right. You're right. Just the mechanics of what they're calling for are a little hard to imagine. And I should remind folks that when we're talking to Christy Harvey, she works for the Center for American Progress. The website she works on, Mic Check Radio, you can find it at miccheckradio.org. It was just revamped, so check it out again, miccheckradio.org.
It's pretty awesome now. I really like it.
It's really nice. It's a really, really nice site. It's a really, really useful site.
Before we get into news, though, I have something that's going to make you so happy.
Okay, good.
Okay, so they are re-releasing the entire A-Team series television show.
Re-releasing it in what format?
DVD.
Awesome.
And, this is the best part, the container for the DVDs is a little A-Team van.
No way!
Yes, totally.
Oh, that is sweet. And this is, I guess, in advance of the movie coming out.
Exactly.
Do you think I think they're going to ruin the A-Team in the movie.
Oh, they're totally going to ruin the A-Team. However, it is worth ruining the A-Team if... Before that, I can own a little A-Team van.
Absolutely.
With A-Team DVD.
I remember my parents took me out to, what was it, Universal Studios when I was a kid. I can't remember if it was Universal, whatever. But you could, at the place where they have some of the vans that they use, they had a van that you could lift up with one arm because it was built sort of light. It was the stage. It wasn't the real van, obviously.
Right.
It was so cool because I was so obsessed with the A-Team. And I've now become, of course, in researching my book, I've become like this frightening expert at the A-Team. And I should mention, by the way, this is, you want to hear, I'll give you something cool.
Okay.
We are having on in studio in the next, I don't know exactly what date, but in the next week or two or three, we are having on the creator of the A-Team in studio for an hour.
Well, that's just going to be jealous.
Stephen J. Cannell is going to be in studio. That's right, the creator of the A-Team.
Remember his thing at the end of the show?
Yeah, he'd be typing. That's right, he'd be typing, and he'd whip out the thing, and it would turn into a C.
Yeah.
I told this to my brother. It was really funny that you mentioned that, because I was like, dude, we're having Stephen J. Cannell in studio. He's like, who's that? I'm like, typewriter. He's at the end of the show, typewriter. He's typing. He's like, oh, the dude with the C. The dude with the C.
Not to be confused with Sit Ubu Sit.
That's right. Not to be confused with Ubu. No, that's right. Not to be confused with Ubu. So do you have a nomination for Schmuck of the Week?
I do, but it's my sort of perma-schmuck of the week. There's been a little bit more Sarah Palin news this week, so I'm going to nominate her for the Schmuck of the Week.
What did she do this week?
Well, she was on her little media tour. She did Jay Leno earlier in the week.
Right.
And then supposedly she hates Hollywood and loves to talk about, even in her I'm quitting being governor of Alaska speech, she attacked Hollywood's Charlottes for going after her for hunting wolves from helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
And so this week, though, she spent all week with Mark Burnett, the guy who created Survivor and all of those others, shopping a reality show
right.
in Hollywood.
Right. So Mrs. I hate Hollywood. I supposedly can't stand attention, is effectively courting Hollywood.
Exactly. And the schmuck part comes in because...
That's pretty schmucky.
That's pretty schmucky, but it's not the schmuckiest part of the story.
Okay.
It's Oscar week, and so there are all of those, you know about swag rooms?
Yes, right, gifts. Yeah, I only know that my brother-in-law is a photographer, a professional photographer in California, and he has had to do some of this red carpet stuff. And so there are these gift rooms or swag rooms where it's like the celebrities are photographed with, like, super awesome merchandise. They get to keep the merchandise in sort of exchange for being photographed with them.
Exactly. You go in, you pick up an iPod, you hold the iPod, they take a picture of you for Us Weekly, you take the iPod.
You get to keep the iPod, right.
And it's sort of like, you know, going to a chili cook-off and having lots of samples of the chili, only it's iPods and purses.
Right.
And
in fact, I think there was an Entourage episode where Lauren Bacall gets, like, mugged for her swag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's swag rooms all over for the Oscars this week, and Sarah Palin was invited. And she said, sure, I'll go to the swag room. I'm bringing 20 people with me, and you must open it 2 hours early and have it exclusive just to us.
Come on.
And the person who ran the
room... And you have to have swag for all 20 people?
Yeah, the person who ran the room actually remained anonymous but talked to the L.A. Times and said it was like a plague of locusts. They descended on the room, they took everything, and then they left.
That is, I mean, I can't say I'm shocked that that's ultimately what happened. You're right. That's like schmuckiness on top of schmuckiness. Do you think she's going to get a reality TV show?
Well, she's saying that she's not doing it for herself. She's doing it for Alaska. She wants to have a documentary about how great Alaska is. And I just wanted to say, have you turned on the Discovery Channel lately? Like, it's Alaska, Alaska, Alaska. I'm not sure what angle she's taking. And Mark Burnett does not do Ken Burns high-quality docudrama.
No. This would be, I mean, that's actually the question for her is, I mean, I don't really understand how you could promote yourself in any way going forward if she does this as family values, if she's willing to basically put her family on, you know, as the centerpiece of a reality TV show. The reality TV is a lot of things, but one thing it's not is pro-family to the what I might call the victims or exploiters, depending on which view you take of them. But the people in front of the camera are not exactly pro-family. If you put your family in that fishbowl, that's not what you might call pro-family.
Exactly. Especially since kids don't know enough to monitor their behavior, and they'll still do embarrassing things, and it makes for great TV, but you just want to say, how's that kid going to go back to second grade tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly.
Having just done that.
No, that's exactly right. She really has, it's really, you know, it's funny. I was just writing about, I've been in my book writing about a lot of different things and sort of the cult of celebrity that started growing up in the 80s and how that changed. And reality TV is really, I think, an outgrowth of a lot of different things. But the thing is, I was just writing about Sarah Palin, how she, what was funny was I was, before this news came out, I was writing about how she has become a reality TV show before she's actually become an official reality TV show, right?
Absolutely.
Like she exists as this sort of weird political kind of figure, but she's really, you know, she makes news with her Facebook page. So now what we're really seeing is effectively a reality TV show becoming maybe officially a reality TV show.
Well, and a reality TV show, I think you can sum it up with making people famous or making people celebrities without them having to have done anything. And
That is
Sarah Palin. She was the mayor of a town of 14 people in a Mexican restaurant, and then governor of Alaska, which, I mean, we've got 600,000 people, and the legislature runs most of the things. And then on the national stage, what has she actually done as a
this is my point, is that what reality TV really is that it used to be that you got buzz for doing something, right? Buzz, you're a great sports athlete, you're a great actor, you know. Reality TV it's buzz for buzz. Like, you're famous, it's the quintessentially postmodern idea of being famous for being famous.
I watch Bad Girls Club. I'm not proud of it, but I watch it, and those kinds of trash shows,
mm-hmm.
and it really is. So
it's super voyeuristic. It's super. It's famous for being famous, and Sarah Palin really is famous for being famous. I mean, I can't remember the last time that she made any kind of substantive declaration, and I know her supporters say, well, she has made substantive declarations. She's just not covered in a serious way. I mean, it takes two to tango.
Right, right.
It completely takes two to tango. And I just apologize. I'm sorry for the my condolences to people up in Alaska for having her so much the face of your state.
It is a shame. It is a shame. Oh, I have a different question to ask you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of people who are riding the fame wave a little much, have you gotten your hands on Karl Rove's book yet?
No, I haven't. Although, the thing that what's the book called again?
Courage and Consequence.
Right. Okay. Right. Right. And I think I've made this point before. Anybody who writes an autobiography calling themselves courageous or touting their own courage has a level of narcissism that is like, it's not, like, it makes my head explode. It's too big. Usually it's like, you know, my stand or, you know, my, you know, but for anybody to write a book whose title is like, I'm courageous. No, here's the thing. You get other people to call you courageous. If you have to tell people you're courageous, here's a tip. You're not really courageous.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, a lot of it has made news already. For example, his big regret for the Iraq War was that he didn't spin it
right.
correctly.
That's right. I know. I did read a little piece of that. That right. He said that if Bush had known that there was no WMD, he wouldn't have gone into the war, and that subsequently Rove's biggest mistake was not having Bush apologize or not having gone in the war, but having not spun the idea that we went into war for the wrong reasons.
Well, here's the part. I almost called you when I saw it, and then I was like, wait for the show. Did you see that he is now saying that one of the reasons they got into the war is because they were the unwitting dupes of Ahmed Chalabi? You know I'm obsessed with Ahmed
Chalabi. Yes, I know. Right, the Iraqi so-called dissident. Right. So he's admitting that they got fooled?
He said, you know, it was Ahmed Chalabi's fault that he duped us in. I have never seen people more willing to be duped and asking to be duped than the neocons.
I like where you're going with this, right? And so this is the question: Did the neocons dupe us? Did they cherry pick the intelligence, or were they the victims? They got tricked, but you're kind of finding a third way. It's kind of like which is probably what happened because it's so Washington, right? It's plausible deniability. Oh,
exactly.
Oh, you're tricking us. We know you're probably tricking us, but
give us something better to trick us with.
Right. Ooh, right. Exactly. So
awesome.
Exactly. Plausible deniability. No, that's exactly right. It's pathetic.
And the reason that it's so important is that Ahmed Chalabi's back in the news this week. You know, we put him in power in Iraq.
Right.
We let him trick us with Curveball, which was the completely discredited prisoner in Germany.
Right. He's like a Frankenstein. He like doesn't go away.
Yeah. And so we set him up in Iraq to say thank you for helping us get into the war. He's still there. And now he is actively trying to manipulate the upcoming elections to help Iran. He's basically become a puppet of Iran, and he has been the whole time. You know, when he went into Iraq, mm-hmm. there's evidence that he, for example, stole papers from Saddam.
So the guy who tricked us in the war, who has been wildly discredited over and over and over again, has now been propped up in Iraq and is helping Iran.
Yes.
That's the long and the short of it. And
so basically, the legacy of people like Don Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove,
mm-hmm.
and the lesser players, Paul Wolfowitz, Doug Feist, and all of the neocons who swept us into war, their legacy is they put into place a guy who was helping Iran against us.
It's so circular, and then I would say it's shocking, but then you know what pops into my mind, Christy?
What pops into
my mind is just that picture of Donald Rumsfeld basically hugging Saddam Hussein, right? I mean, all of this stuff, this is the picture from the 80s, you know, shaking his hand. The point is that all of this stuff is so intertwined. The neocons have created so many problems, made friends with so many problematic people, that I wish I could be surprised, but it's so incestuous that I'm not. Again, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Find her work, micchecradio.org. Christy, it's always good to talk to you. We're about to crack open some beers. I hope you crack open some beers this weekend. Do you have any good, you have any good plans this weekend?
I am. I finally got tickets to, and it's coming, Alice in Wonderland. I was afraid it wouldn't open here because we don't always get movies.
Well, listen,
when they
next week, because I'm interested in seeing that movie. Next week, I want your review of how good it is, okay?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be awesome because I had to pay $30 for two matinee tickets.
Oh, whoa.
So I don't care if it's the worst movie ever. It's going to be awesome because I have to say, I feel like such an old lady. I'm like, back in the day, a matinee used to cost $3.
I know, but it, not anymore. It looks pretty psychedelic. So give us a review next week, okay?
You got it.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
922 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, up next, Bristol Brewing Company up from Colorado Springs. They're going to be in studio. We're going to take your calls. Nominations for Schmuck of the Week. It is Fight Club Friday if you want to take me on any issue whatsoever. And also, I want to play a clip of Glenn Beck. I just told you about Karl Rove calling himself courageous. And who writes a book whose title calls themselves courageous? I mean, how much of a narcissist do you have to be? Well, wait till you hear this clip from Glenn Beck to see. He takes narcissism to an entirely new level. So all that coming up next after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Traffic is really shaping up for us already around the city. Eastbound I-70 a little bit behind Brighton Boulevard to York Street. Also the trip into downtown on 25 stacked. Northbound Lincoln to 6th and southbounders I-70 past Spear. Just cleaned up that accident at University in Ohio. If you're in the high country, got some snow falling on 25 between Fort Collins and the Wyoming State line. Actually, that's up north. And if you're in the high country, it's going to be between Idaho Springs and Copper Mountain. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy, but fairly nice. High around 50 right now, 38 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is the sound of vicious, angry weasels. This is their cage door opening in my car. This is me earlier searching online for a pet store. I ran out of their food. A map would have helped. And a phone number. Not every pet store sells weasel chow, it turns out. It would have been good to know that.
Yahoo Search delivers local business info, maps, ratings, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time, I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo! Now at the Home Depot, get any carpet installed for just $97. All brands, all styles, all through your home, just $97. And with our low prices on carpet, you can get your whole project done for the lowest total cost. So you can stop putting it off and let us start putting it in. With basic whole house carpet installation for just $97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, license numbers, and price match policy.
Xcel Energy potentially raising its rates yesterday in the Denver Post. So give Best Way Insulation a call. You can call them at 303-469-0808, 303-469-0808. They've been Colorado-owned and operated since 1976. The owner, Debbie Weingart, is extremely passionate and knowledgeable about energy efficiency. They have a special technique to pack down fiberglass if you already have fiberglass. If you got a bedroom above a two-car garage, consider the fact that you're letting in as much air as a normal room would if you left a six-foot picture window wide open. Best Way takes a whole house approach to insulation and can handle all the rooms the other companies can't. Attics, cathedral ceilings, you name it, they can deal with it. Check the website, bestwayinsulation.com, to find out the latest tax incentives and government programs available for energy efficiency. And again, give them a call, 303-469-0808, 303-469-0808 for Best Way Insulation. Once again, this is an issue that we all talk about acting globally, thinking locally. Well, you can actually act individually on the issue of energy. BestwayInsulation.com, 303-469-0808. Tell them Sirota sent you.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit FrontRangeTravelCounts.com.
You've probably heard the saying, there's strength in numbers. Well, when it comes to the anti-aging breakthrough Declitone, that phrase has never been more true. After all, there's strength in the fact that Declitone's proprietary formula contains four of the top anti-aging ingredients available. These four powerful, clinically proven ingredients help defy gravity to visibly tone, tighten, lift, and brighten skin for a noticeably younger look. There's strength in the fact that 97% of women who tried clinically proven Declitone said they noticed a dramatic improvement in their skin. 97%. And then there's strength in this number, 1-800-400-6621. Because when you call it, in the next 10 minutes, you can get a free trial of Declitone. If you have loose, sagging, wrinkled skin on your face, neck, chest, and hands, trust in our strength and get the results you want. For your risk-free trial of Declitone, call 1-800-400-6621 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-400-6621.
I only came here to do two things, man. Kick some ass and drink some beer. It's like we're almost out of beer.
All right. Fight Club Friday, taking your nominations for Schmuck of the Week. Go to our website, am760.net, and every week that we do this segment, we try to drink some beer to celebrate Friday. And joining us in studio is David Boone. He goes by Boone, and he is from Bristol Brewing Company down in Colorado Springs. They're located at 1647 South, how do I say, is this?
It's Tejon.
Tejon. I don't never want to mess up the pronunciation. 1647 South Tejon Road in Colorado Springs, and they're open 7 days a week. Check their website, bristolbrewing.com. And Boone, you call yourself the Brewing Padawan. That's a Star Wars reference. It's actually on your cards, and on your email signature. You work down in the, or, well, the brewing company is down in the Springs. You're out of Castle Rock. The Springs isn't known for its, necessarily for its beer. I don't know exactly where it would be, but that's not the first thing I think about. How is the market for microbrews down in the Springs?
Well, it's really, you know, we opened up in 1994. And of course, you know, we opened up in reality that we were going to distribute our beer only to the restaurants around town, the bars and so forth and so on, and of course in our tasting room. After that, you know, of course, we have four brewing companies down in Colorado Springs. Ours is the biggest distributing brewing company in the Colorado Springs. And of course, you're right. There's a lot of stigma put on Colorado Springs for different political reasons. But if you go to certain areas of the town, you really find a different culture.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about the Springs. I mean, is there sort of an underground?
There is. You know, there's a lot of craft beer enthusiasts that are really learning new things about, you know, what we can offer them. And of course, with the brewing companies we have, we just, you know, we're able to supply beer to the enthusiast. We, you know, a lot of the bikers around town, the mountain bikers, and of course the road bikers, you know, they
well, it's a great outdoors town.
Exactly. We've had so much around the city to do, especially on the west side. So, you know, that really kind of, you know, pulls in the crowd. And of course, yeah, the downtown scene, if you go downtown in Colorado Springs, it's just a phenomenal place to be.
Yeah. And again, people, even, no matter where you are on the political spectrum about what Colorado Springs has represented in terms of politically, you know, it is, and I agree with Sean Page about this, the Colorado Springs City Councilman, who I got into a little bit of a tiff with it. You know, it's a good place. It's certainly a beautiful place. All right, let's crack open the first beer. All right, what are we going to drink here? What are we starting with? We usually start light to dark, so what are we starting with?
Well, we're going to start with, of course, our lightest beer that we distribute, one of our staples, and it's the Beehive Honey Wheat. It's got local honey included into it, and of course, this was one of our beers that came out in 1995.
Awesome, and local honey. You get the honey from
local Colorado Springs.
That's very, very cool. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a couple calls here. Schmuck of the Week nominations, 303-713-7600. Turk is just coming into the studio now to get his taste of the beer. Let's go to the phones now. Nominations for Schmuck of the Week, or if you want to take me on any issue on Fight Club Friday, we're drinking beer with Bristol Brewing Company here up from Colorado Springs. See, I told you I got friends down in Colorado Springs. Let's go to Cosmo calling in from Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Cosmo.
David Sirota, I've been waiting for you. I've been here. I have my brother. It's like, Sirota says this, Sirota says that, Sirota's right about this, Sirota's right about that. I'm so sick of hearing about Sirota, okay?
Well, who's your brother, man?
My brother's Josh.
All right, well, tell Josh I said I love him, all right?
Yeah, I'm sure he emails you.
Oh, cool, okay. All right.
So I'm going to tell you right up front, okay? I'm one of those, me first, screw everybody else conservatives.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just so you know that.
All right, fair enough.
I'm proud of that, okay? And I know you came after Oregon because you had all these liberals out here coming after the most successful Oregonians and taxing us to death to try to pay for schools and public safety and all the other stupid stuff you liberals like to use for our tax dollars. And I just don't appreciate you attacking Oregonians. Like,
well, I wasn't attacking them. I was praising them.
No. You were attacking us, the ones that didn't want the tax increase.
That's true. Cosmo, that's true. I'm saying I definitely in my column about Colorado Springs and about Oregon, I was praising Oregon voters for making the right decision.
Right, for stealing our money, for stealing the wealthy and successful's money to pay for the stuff that they want rather than the stuff that we want. But, you know, my friend Phil Knight is one of the greatest Oregonians ever. And now he's going to have to shut down maybe two or three sweatshops to fund these new taxes for Oregon.
Did you hear what you just said? Did you hear what you just said? He's going to have to shut down two or three sweatshops? What a tragedy, man. He's going to have to shut down two or three sweatshops because he's got to chip in a little bit of his $1 billion, a couple thousand bucks. Because he personally has to contribute a couple thousand bucks off being a billionaire. He's going to shut down.
He's hurting, David Sirota. He is a hurting man.
You know what? You're being facetious, man.
No, sir, I'm not.
You've got to be being. This has got to be a joke.
Look, my schmuck of the week is not a joke, Sirota. I'm trying to make a point here. My schmuck of the week is the SeaWorld management for not executing the.
Come on, man. You're kidding, man.
David. We gave that animal a nice place to live, free food for life, and entertainment.
Man, Cosmo, do me a favor, buddy. Seriously, do me a favor. You got to call us more often because you are a trip, man. Hey, you know what? If you see your congressperson, Pete DeFazio, tell him I said hey, okay?
Hey, my brother would love to talk to you, too, sometimes. He's probably got some nice things to say about you. But anyway, you're not getting rid of me, okay?
I don't want to get rid of you, man. You are a trip. Say hi to Pete DeFazio for me. Keep it real there in Oregon, all right, man?
We'll do.
All right, man. Take care. Cosmo, I don't know Cosmo, I swear. I've never met Cosmo. That was a pretty funny call. I can't believe he was being serious. All right, in studio, again, with us is Boone. He is the brewing Padawan from Bristol Brewing. We're drinking the honey weed.
The beehive honey weed.
The beehive honey. This is fantastic, by the way. I you can really taste the honey in this.
You
bet. Yeah, I feel like in some beer stuff, people, they say, oh, we got this ingredient, but you can't taste it. With the honey, you can definitely taste this. And you said local honey. It's really good. Find their website, bristolbrewing.com. All right, before we get to our next break, I ripped on Karl Rove for being narcissistic by calling himself courageous in his book title. But this takes narcissism to a whole new level. Listen to this clip, the Media Matters Minute, about Glenn Beck. Just listen to this.
Today is the first day that I actually feel like Paul Revere. The British are coming. The British are coming.
I'm going to be called a hate monger for this, you know, conversation we have. Whatever. They also called people like Benjamin Franklin a hate monger.
How many times do I have to say peaceful? As Martin Luther King did. Was Martin Luther King, was he anti-government? Well, he sure took the government and turned it upside down now, didn't he?
Remember, Thomas Paine was kind of my apologies to Thomas Paine, but kind of the me of the generation. I mean, I can't think of anybody else.
I guess you could call it Glenn Beck's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, that's me. That's the Media Matters tag. So there's Glenn Beck basically calling himself Martin
Luther
King.
Glenn Beck's Excellent Adventure.
Right, I know. Glenn Beck calling himself Martin Luther King, Thomas Paine. I mean, I got to tell you something. Your ego has to be so enormous to even think that, to have your inner voice think that, and then to say it publicly, like among friends, but to say it on a radio station, you got real narcissistic personality problems. That's at least my diagnosis. Again, we're taking your calls, 303-713-7600. Nominations for Schmuck of the Week. Denny, John, and Ashley, I know you're holding. We'll get to your calls, your nominees, your nominations. We're also going to be drinking a little bit more Bristol Brewing Company beer. We're finishing off the beehive wheat.
Drinkability.
Beehive honey wheat. A lot of drinkability. You can really taste the honey in this. And I know some traditionalists don't like extra flavors in their beer. I happen to be, I guess, a non-traditionalist. I really like extra flavors in the beer. What are we trying next, Boone?
We're going to try our amber ale. It's called the Mass Transit Amber, and it came out in 1996.
Excellent. And again, Bristol Brewing is coming up, is up here in studio from Colorado Springs. So those of you who think that I hate Colorado Springs, I hope you're tuning in. 9:37 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic up on Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is pretty busy for us on 25 heading into downtown, but that's the only places where you're really going to run into it. Maybe a little slow eastbound I-70, the elevated portion between Brighton Boulevard and York Street. Snow coming down up north between Fort Collins and the Wyoming state line. Patchy ice on I-70 west of Idaho Springs up to Eagle. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, a possible chance for some rain showers and snow showers, but looks like that's becoming less of a possibility as the day moves on. High of 50, right now 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota and its dealers are committed to your safety, and they're implementing the correct remedy to make things right. They're now repairing up to 50,000 vehicles a day. For more information, please visit Toyota.com.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text SPEAKUP to 411-247.
Have you heard about geothermal, the renewable energy that works even when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow? Not only is geothermal reliable, it can operate at 300 to 600% efficiency. Geothermal is the smartest and greenest way to heat and cool your home. That's why Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling teamed up to offer Denver the peace of mind that your geothermal project is done by some of the top professionals in the field. Climate Master Heat Pumps, one of the top heat pumps in the world, powers the geothermal system. Your geothermal project could also qualify for a 30% tax credit. The goal is to offer a personalized solution to your heating and air conditioning needs to help you maximize your efficiency and reduce your carbon footprint. Call Major Geothermal and Can America Drilling today. 303-424-1622. 303-424-1622. We're online at majorheating.com. Start living greener today.
Everybody knows that Epilepsy Foundation of Colorado is committed to ensuring that people with seizure disorders are able to participate in all life experiences. What you might not know is that there's a really easy way you can support us this season. Clean out your closet. That's right. Round up all the household items, clothing, and books you don't need anymore, then drop them off at our community donation center located at Savers. Because Epilepsy Foundation gets paid for every item you bring in, the more things you donate, the more money goes to support our community programs. At Savers, shoppers get great deals on quality goods. And best of all, we at Epilepsy Foundation of Colorado get the funding we need to keep going strong. In this area, your donations also support Denver Children's Advocacy Center. It's good all around. Make your tax-deductible donation today at our community donation center located at Savers. To find a Savers near you or to learn about all of their nonprofit partners, visit Savers.com.
Be oriented. Of course, with being in the business for over 15 years now, we, of course, do a lot with our community. Right now, at this point in time, we have four different brews that we, of course, produce. And we, of course, give all the proceeds back to a nonprofit.
Four of your beers. If I buy your beer, after you pay for making it, the profit on that beer goes through you to nonprofits down in Colorado Springs.
Exactly.
What kinds of stuff do they do?
Well, our most infamous beers that we do that's a community beer is the Vinatucci Pumpkin Ale. We actually go, it's a farm in Colorado Springs. Of course, we go to the farm, we pick, all their dwarf pumpkins that they're not going to give away. Back in the day, they used to give, pumpkins away to kids that were underprivileged that couldn't afford to get pumpkins.
Right.
Well, when Mr. Vinatucci passed away, of course, they were going under. So, of course, we stepped in, Mike Bristol did, and said, hey, you know, let us pick some pumpkins. We'll brew you guys a beer. We'll sell it in the market, and then we'll give you all the proceeds back.
That is very cool.
And this year for them, in 2009, we raised over 20, almost $21,000.
Just through that beer.
Just through that beer.
That is really good. And just so I understand,
please.
The beer is devoted to that specific nonprofit.
Oh, yeah.
I know if I like this nonprofit or that nonprofit, I buy that specific beer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very cool.
And then, of course, you know, the next one that we would do is of course, it's called the Cheyenne Canyon Pinion Nut Brown. Of course, it's got fresh pinion nuts.
Alley.
And, of course, the pumpkin ale has fresh pumpkins.
Yeah.
But the Cheyenne Canyon Pinion Nut Ale, it, of course, won the silver medal at the Great American Beer Fest here last year.
Awesome.
So that was a really great compliment for us. We raised almost $16,000 for them. And, of course, that all goes to the mitigation and maintenance of the trails in Cheyenne Canyon. And so
you can drink and you can feel environmental as you drink.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, very cool, man.
Yep. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, another one that we, of course, teamed up with was the Smoke Brush Arts Foundation. And this, of course, is a foundation that helps starving artists, help artists get their name out there, get their artwork out there. And, of course, we raised almost $13,000.
You know, you guys sound like a bunch of liberals.
You know, yeah.
I know you don't want to take a, you got to be careful, beer, you know, it's like Michael Jordan had said, you know, even Republicans buy sneakers, and so I know there doesn't want to be any political affiliation with the beer, but this program sounds pretty progressive in its outlook.
And, you know, and again, you know, I'm not going to put my, claim myself to be any political reference at all or affiliation. But, you know, we do take a stance, and, of course, most Colorado brewers do, to where we're very open. And, of course, you know, we really appreciate the community's ideas and anything we can do to keep the Brotherhood of Brewing in Colorado strong.
And this has been, it's become a political issue. All right, let's get some nominations here for Schmuck of the Week and Fight Club Friday. If any callers want to take me on any issue, we're going to power through a couple calls here. Okay, everyone's got about 30 seconds. Denny in Boulder County. Denny, Schmuck of the Week. Go ahead.
Milquetoast, Udall and Bennett. Bennett trying to recreate himself with, you know, as somebody who's really liberal or progressive after the cram down and this vote. I hope the Colorado Democrats wake up and see that this millionaire, you know, who's got a lot of lobbyist friends back east, Their money counts a whole lot more than my vote.
So you're the second vote for Michael Bennett for Schmuck of the Week. You also did add in there Mark Udall, and I think Mark Udall flitting around on the public option. We went over that earlier this week. I can't argue with you. I can't argue with you, Denny. All right, let's go to John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
I'm actually sitting here having a honey. A wheat beer, man.
Nice, man. So we're drinking together. All right.
Yeah. Having a little crippy with that.
All right, man.
And the Schmuck of the Week for me is the Rockefeller family. They're like just behind everything. They're the most shrewd, creepiest people in the country.
And did they do something specific this week?
They just rip everybody off, man. I mean, it just goes on week after week, day after day, year after year. I mean, you know, the Illuminati, the Burger Builder Group, they're just the Schmucks, man. The Queen of England. King of Saudi Arabia. I got a whole list of them. Man.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of talk out there about, and I don't know what the Rockefellers particularly did this week. Although I do know Jay Rockefeller was in the news trying to sell out the public option last week. But I think there's a lot of people who are asking a lot of questions about who is pulling the strings in this country right now, and that's why this focus on money and politics I think is so intense right now. And why people are asking those questions. Ashley in Centennial. Ashley, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
I'm pretty jealous of you right now. You're getting to drink some beer and, 9:30 in the morning?
That's right. It's every Friday. We just try to celebrate, usher in the weekend.
Oh, I'm so jealous. and by the way, I think that brewing company is awesome. I just want to say my Schmuck of the Week is the entire Colorado state government. Just trying to pull one over on people with regards to higher education. We had a rally the other day. And really, I mean, to be ranked, I think it's fifth in the nation for incomes and then 50th in the nation for, devoting funds to higher education.
It's embarrassing.
It's absolutely embarrassing. And me being a college student myself, I can't understand why you would want to destroy your economy like that.
The thing is, and what was really disappointing to me, I saw yesterday that Mayor John Hickenlooper, who's running for governor, was down in Colorado Springs talking to the Chamber of Commerce down there and said that he wants to, one of his main goals is to, quote-unquote, hold the line on taxes. And I'm saying, look, I understand that we want to do the right thing on taxes here. We don't want to go crazy with raising taxes. But when you're facing a huge budget deficit, when you're already cutting social services, now when you're saying we're going to start increasing even more college tuition, you start wondering, you're like, what is the priority here? Is the priority only to keep taxes low? Is that the only priority? Or is it to preserve some of our economic engines, like, as you say, a higher education? And frankly, I think a lot of other states are asking the same question. And I hope that through this gubernatorial campaign and through all the campaigns that are going to be waged, that we start asking those questions. And Ashley, thank you for your protest up there about what's going on in our higher education institutions. People need to hear about them. They need to hear our voice. And thanks for your call this morning.
All right. Thank
you. Good talking to you. 9:48 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, we're going to try the Mass Transit Ale from Bristol Brewing Company. Again, Boone, the Padawan of brewing at Bristol Brewing down from Colorado Springs. He's up here in studio. You can find their website, bristolbrewing.com. All right, the Mass Transit Ale. Tell us about this.
Well, actually, David, we just tried the Mass Transit Ale.
Oh, we're going to try the Amber now.
No, that was our Amber.
That is the Amber. I'm getting confused.
It's all good. So now, of course, we're going to try one of our staples that came out in 1994, and this is our Red Rocket Pale Ale. So it's an American-style pale ale.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is exactly what I like. And there we go. And you were telling me earlier that one of your beers, now I have not heard of this before, your Compass IPA is sometimes served in various places with nitro.
Oh, yeah. This is a beer that we came out with in 1997. It was part of a collaboration series of what we kind of put them all our beers in before we pull them out and give them their own identity. And it's called the Edge City Series. Now, of course, we pulled it out and we pulled it out last March. It's now called the Compass IPA. And of course, the unique thing about us, about this, and of course, a niche we found is that we do it in nitro. So
right, I was going to ask about this. Nitro is the kind of thing people if you are listening and you don't know what that means, is when you go into a bar and you know you order a stout or a Guinness, for instance, and it's real creamy and you see it sort of effervescing in this interesting kind of way. That's because there's nitrogen, right? And it's nitrogen.
Oh yeah, exactly.
In the beer. And I was going to ask, you don't usually see IPAs with nitro in them, do you? I mean, I haven't.
No, you don't, and that's something that we have, there are a few breweries out there that do it, and of course, a lot of breweries do it, in-house, so they do it in their tasting rooms and their brew pubs and so forth. We have found a niche that, of course, has expanded to the market, and of course, that has created something that is just definitely become a wonder for us.
You can't get the nitro in, obviously, a bottle.
No.
You can get some of the huge companies, they'll do like a Guinness, you can get a can, they sort of try to simulate it, but if you want the nitro of the IPA, of the Compass IPA that Bristol does, you've got to actually find it in a local pub. Now, this beer, you said this is an American.
Yes, it's an American-style
pale. What I like about this is this is for people who may not be able to deal with the full-on IPA, but you can still kind of taste the traces of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I like it, but I got to tell you something. I'm looking forward to a little bit more hoppiness. We're going to get a little bit more hoppiness after a traffic update with Captain Turk.
All right, Dave. I'm looking forward to that IPA too, but this Red Rocket Pale is awesome. Anyway, traffic is getting a lot better for us if you're making your way around the metro. No jams on the turnpike in between Denver and Boulder. Just normal jams on I-25. Northbound is really loosened up for us as you approach Alameda. Southbound might be a little busy, though, for you. I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Have a new crash. It's on Parker Road at 225. Patchy ice in the high country on 70. If you're going up for a ski weekend, going to hit it from Georgetown to Eagle. Also up north between Fort Collins and the Wyoming state line has some snow falling there, too. Your forecast, cloudy skies, chance for scattered rain and snow showers. Highs in the upper 40s. Weekend forecast looking awesome as well. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 52. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 55. Currently, 39 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Lots of companies want to buy your gold. They just won't pay you what it's worth. At Fast Cash Gold Centers, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get what your gold's really worth at Fast Cash, 11 locations, or FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Hi, this is Mario for Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, proud supporters of AM 760. Mike and Scott are personal injury lawyers who've supported this station since the beginning. They represent people, not corporations pretending to be people. The law firm of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Call 303-300-1600 for a free consult. They support AM 760 listeners. Progressive attorneys for progressive people. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact one, there are no poisonous snakes in Maine. Fact two, Geico can also help you with renter's insurance. And that's important, because when you rent, the building itself may be insured, but your possessions are not. So Geico can help you make sure you're really covered. For all the details, visit geico.com. No poisonous snakes. On a personal note, I've just decided I'm moving to Maine.
53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, I just want to give you my schmuck of the week because I haven't told you what my schmuck of the week is. My schmuck of the week goes to the White House, or really whoever made the decision in the White House in its budget to get rid of an office that keeps track of how many jobs are leaving the country. That's right. There was a story in the Washington Post that the White House is getting rid of this office at a time that it's starting to push forward a NAFTA expansion. And that's not a coincidence, right? If you don't want to talk about jobs being outsourced to other countries, you simply try to get rid of the statistics. And that's pretty schmucky, especially when you consider that George W. Bush, back in 2003, tried to get rid of the mass layoff report. Remember that? And, oh, liberals went, oh, it's crazy. You know, he doesn't want to talk about unemployment, so he's trying to get rid of the Labor Department report that reports on mass layoffs. It was an outrage. But if you were outraged about that, you should be outraged about this. So my schmuck of the week goes to the budget hack in the White House who made that decision. In studio with us now is Boone, David Boone from Bristol Brewing. You can find their website, bristolbrewing.com. We're taking your nominations for schmuck of the week. Email them to us at am760.net. Boone is the brewing Padawan, and we were talking about hops earlier, and we just tried the American ale that you guys make down there. All right, what are we going to try now?
Now we're going to try, of course, our beer that's found in niche, and it's the Compass IPA, originally produced in 1997, and then, of course, renamed and revamped back in just in 2009, March of 2009.
Now, again, I want to be clear. Some folks who come in who are brewers, you can't get their beer in bottles. You guys, obviously, you've brought bottles into here, so this is a Compass IPA. You can find it on Nitro in pubs, mm-hmm. But you also sell it in bottles, and this is your kind of standard IPA. Now, you were talking earlier about, oh, wait, I just want to read this this instant message I just got. This is a hilarious instant message. This is from Steve. Sirota, does drinking this early kind of wreck on Fridays kind of wreck the rest of your day, or do you just keep on going? I would also like to know why Bristol couldn't market a nitrogen bottle or can IPA. It would be great. It is difficult. Is it difficult technology or what? So before we get into exactly what your IPA and what's special about it, that's a good question. Why don't you do a nitro in a can?
Well, of course, you know, we are a very small brewing company in the spectrum of the brewing industry. We produce almost around 8,000 barrels a year. We do not go outside the borders of the state of Colorado, and we do not have any plans to ever go outside the borders of the state of Colorado. With that, of course, you know, we don't make the kinds of money like, say, a company like, you know, Guinness would make that, of course, can afford to put the widgets into mm-hmm. the cans and so forth to create the for the nitrogen to actually do what it needs to do. So because of that, we cannot make our IPA into a nitrogenated beer with
guys, so it's a matter of scale. Now we're drinking your IPA now, and you're right. This is a step up from the American ale, in terms of hops. And my brother, who may be listening right now, he can't deal with hops. And it's really interesting about hops. I have now gotten to be able to taste grapefruit in hops. And you were saying, well, there's different kind of hops. Yeah. Some hops give you piney. Some hops give you grapefruit taste. Is that because of the difference of the hops, or because you're mixing separate kinds of? Because as far as I know, a hop has nothing to do with a grapefruit, right? I mean, it's not related to a grapefruit. Yet I taste a grapefruit oftentimes when I drink an IPA.
Yeah, no, and of course I think that every beer enthusiast, and especially hop heads and hop snobs, know what the hop plant is related to. Very in the same family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
I'll just say it, marijuana.
Thank you.
Right.
With all that, you know, yeah, you're right. It does not have anything to do with the hops. It's the varieties of hops, how they're produced. And of course, you know how the mixture is. And of course that gives you the final reality of the flavors that are taken off of that. And you can get, like you said, you can get the
grapefruit, you can get piney. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Okay. So now just to remind folks, Bristol Brewing Company, you heard, they don't sell outside of Colorado, so if you want to support local Colorado businesses, this is a good way to do it. BristolBrewing.com, they're from down in Colorado Springs. I know some folks have said, Sirota, you're too mean to Colorado Springs. I'm not mean to Colorado Springs.
Check out this quick instant message. This person has a kegerator always filled with Bristol at their house.
Very cool. Yeah. There you go.
Isn't
you got
awesome?
You got some fans out there. And
just to
answer Steve's question, the guy who emailed us, he asked, do I continue drinking after, or does it ruin my Friday? You know what, Steve? It depends on the Friday. It depends on the Friday. I'm going to be with Tom Hartman tonight at the Tattered Cover, so I'm going to quit while I'm ahead right now. That's the show for the week.
Boone, thanks.
Boone, thank you so much for being here, man.
Brothers, thank
really
you for having us.
Yeah, BristolBrewing.com. Check it out, and have a great weekend.
If you're a man who wants to feel confident in the bedroom and have the longest, most powerful sexual experiences possible, the time has come. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor, and I want to tell you about the revolutionary herbal supplement for male enhancement, Zencore Plus. Zencore Plus will work for you. Zencore Plus performs the first time and every time, guaranteed. Just take Zencore 45 minutes before sexual activity and you'll experience powerful results. In fact, we are so sure you'll love Zencore's tremendous results that we want to send you a free sample so you can try Zencore for yourself. Once you try it, there's no doubt that you will become one of Zencore's thousands of satisfied customers.
Find out how to get your free supply of Zencore before it's too late. Call 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986. Size does matter. Don't miss out on your free supply. 1-800-685-1986. That's 1-800-685-1986.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.